Grudge World.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to teach you to build balance. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down. And I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion.
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion.
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let worry about him being kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got.
Because who am I? I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I? I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I? I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a
champion. Who am I? I am a champion. Who am I? I am a champion. Who am I? I am a champion. Who am I? I am a champion. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. What's going on, Junior? What's going on, Meatball? Slouch up here talking.
Number one, Slouch, man, what's going on? Slouch, June, Tone. Shit, man, everybody out here, our Grudge World, happy Father's Day to everybody that's out here that's a father. Happy Father's Day to some of you women out there that are fathers. You know, big shout out to them too. We're here again another Sunday, man. You know, as usual, Slotch, I always got to put it out there. You know, we live in a motherfucking cut today. Big shout out to our sponsors, you know, Motor City Mafia, Big Fred, you know, Latone, June, Clocks Off, You Slouch, Reg, you know, and the whole crew. And rule number one, no snitching. Rule number two, no muted mics.
And what up, Meatball? Yeah, what up, Slouch?
What's up? I also want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to all my brothers. You know, little Tony, I love you, man. Reg, I love you. Meatball, I love you. Junior, I love you. Chad, I love you. And I respect all y'all guys to the utmost. And I also want to say happy Father's Day to all the guys out there that have kids. Even also happy Father's Day to the guys that doesn't have kids, but, you know, they have their dogs. They may say that they're father. And also they're racing cars. You know, they say that they're father of the racing cars. You know, happy Father's Day to everyone that's listening.
Hey, Slouch, and number one, like I said before, big shout out to them women, man, that's that's doing it, that's playing both roles.
Right, right.
Absolutely right. What's going on, fella?
What's going on, man?
Nothing. I'm on for a hot second, man. You know, we over at the family doing the Father's Day dinner. And shout outs to all the fathers. And like he said, no snitches. We all know. And that big date, July 26th, is coming up on us. And it's about to get real serious. It's already gotten serious, but we got 10,000 reasons for you to get real serious on July 26th. So, and you know, also those guys over at, you know, Peso, them got a good event. So, you know, we're going to support each other. And
Rich, and I like to say, if anybody can get Peso on or whatever, I want to see.
Peso will jump on in a second. I'm sure
they've been locking in some. Right, they've been locking some races in on a Thursday night show, the show that he be on. They've been locking some good races in for July 26th, and I know he been, you know, taking down, writing who's locked in or whatever. So I would like to know who's locked in all on July 26th.
Right.
And also Peso and Wayne and was that Team Z? They're giving a shootout. In August 9th, I believe, and yeah, you know, it's going to be, you know, they doing their thing too. So you know, everybody support everybody, and shit, we all, you know, we can come on top of, you know, if we support one another.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The North is, you know, we doing our thing. We traveling. The guys that can travel are traveling. The guys that are ready to get down are getting down. It's been some really good races. I'm hoping to see, hopefully by next Sunday, we'll get some meatball matchups, some races that people are looking on. I thought that was a pretty good segment for you last year, and it was very interesting. And I think that's something you got to really look at getting back up and running, man. Because I mean that created some good dialogue, and that, you know, that kind of put some things in place for as far as races we would want to see. You know, everybody, I mean, if I'm looking at it, everybody's fast. Everybody got a lot of horsepower, man. It's just, you know, it's going to come down to the, you know, who can manage that horsepower, who can get a read on the track, because, you know, fastest car ain't going to always get down the track, but the most consistent team and driver and tuner is going to have a lot of wins this year. It's not going to be about the horsepower. You know, it's just finishing that track.
Right. And Reg, and I got, as Reg and Slouch, I got a nice topic, you know, after, because Slouch has to make a couple of announcements and get Detroit Hood TV on. I think tonight is going to be a good, man. You know, the topic is going to be is, you know, in this grudge world, man, to a grudge racer or your word. What do your word mean nowadays in grudge racing? Did everybody word in grudge racing go to shit? You know what I mean? Or is your word as only good as it, you know, as it, you know what I mean? As it is. You know, all the guys out here do guys, they word. You know, they get a word of, if they're going to lock in this, you know, some people ain't getting paid out. Then we know we had one guy on from, they claim from here, that was locking in all the guys from the South. You know what I mean? Man, if the grudge, did your word in grudge racing go to shit, man, or what? You know, as we throwing, you know, it's just, you know, people need to call in, man, and, you know, and voice their opinion about that, man, because, you know, all this locking in and this and that, and then when it's time due to, you know, to pay that man, you know, the lockup money or the punk out bet or whatever, you know, nobody get paid, you know what I mean? So, you know, people need to touch on this, man.
Yeah, also, Meatball, on that topic right there, I also want to say, like the South was saying to the North, does the North actually race? Are they saying 100% that we don't race up here? Are we talking? You know, we have a lot of cars up here. A lot of cars still isn't ready, but there's a lot of guys up here testing and tuning. Sometimes their cars is working, sometimes they break, but it's a lot of cars that we have up here that's not racing. You know, are the South, are they right saying that the North doesn't race? Or are they, you know, they just saying they're calling our bluff? I don't know. It's a lot of events up here, but it's not a lot of grudge racing to me. Not a lot of grudge racing.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great topic, Meatball, because I was always under the belief that, you know, you're going to find a way to race, you know, and it ain't going to be, you know, some people say, you know, they don't bring their car out for less than $1,500 or $2,000. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, in basketball, it's just like, you know, I think I'm the best. So, you know, I want to, if I think you're the best and I think I'm the best, we need to try to settle this. We need to find a way to get it done. We need to, you know, these lock-ins shouldn't have to be this great amount of money. You know, I'm just saying, I think we get more lock-ins, you know, if guys weren't pushing the level like I want five, or I want 1,000 on 1,500 or 1,000 on 5,000. You know, it just said, you know, I want these guys to find a way to race, find a way to, you know, we are fans and, you know, we support these guys and, you know, we want to see the races. We want to see some. We want to, you know, there's matchups we want to see. You know, it's just matchups you want to see, and you know, guys are, like you said, guys are locked in, and you know, they, a lot of guys' words don't mean nothing, and we all know, you know, who word mean who word is bond and who's not. You know, just by the number of times they, you know, haven't paid their lockup or backed out of a race, but. You know, like I said, my car is not done, so I really can't speak on it. But it's just I would like to see some more hardcore and up-in-your-face grudge racing. Man, it's called grudge racing. You know, find a way to run. Find a way to make it happen. You know?
I'm not saying that, you know, the North is not, you know, grudge racing. There is guys that's out there, you know, every time
oh, yeah.
you have a show.
Oh, yeah.
They're running, but you know,
yeah.
people's cars mess up. People have problems when they're there. You know, they can say, okay, I'm gonna run him, but when they get to the track, you know, things happen. You know, I'm not saying that the North does not run, but you know, we would like to see a lot more people out here trying to engage that, you know, that'll make these events a lot better to come out to the Cedar Grudge race.
I think the North is running, man. I think a lot of guys are really, I mean, if you really look at it, man, it's a lot of horsepower going to the ground right now. These guys got a lot of horsepower, and I think they're just trying to get a hold of their programs. Just like, you know, it's just like, you know, just like practice before the big game. You know, these guys are just getting it under their belt. You know, it's kind of hard to lose that type of money, and you know you're not right. But again, some guys got to really just, you know, say, just be upfront and say, I ain't ready. You know, instead of just trying to lock stuff in because, you know, they're caught up in the heat of the moment. Emotions will get you in trouble, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the North run, I think we hold our own big time. You got these heavy hitters, like, you know, you got Johnny Quick, you got Rubes, you got, you know, Brian Davis, you got I mean, you got the Ride or Die crew. You got Young Money Racing. I mean, you got Super Dougie. You got you just got a lot of. I mean, you got Phil. You just got guys. I mean, Dom. You got some heavy hitters up here, man.
We got some good cars.
We can hold our own against the South, man. We got this.
Also like to give a shout out to my man, Pizza Rob. I think Peace of Rob,
yeah.
Man, gonna shit, man. Yeah. My chubby little friend, I think he's gonna set the world on fire.
Yeah. There's some heavy hitting teams out here, man. Like I said, we got cars that ain't even debuted yet that's about to come out here and hurt some people. And then, you know, you got Wayne ain't out yet, Jimbo is not out yet, you know, Wayne I mean, you know, Wayne always show up and do his thing, man. You know, you know, Wayne is like, you either love me or hate me, and I don't care if you know, either way. You know, he has that attitude like, you know, we're going to do this. And you just got a lot of good guys out here that with good cars, you know. And I think, you know, to claim you the best, man, you got to run the best. To say you in that elite group, you can't just say you in the elite group because you beat some second tier racers. If you want to be in that top tier, you got to beat the top tier, and you got to be willing to go, you know. And I think it's going to happen, man. I just think that, you know, guys are starting to get their cars together. Some guys had some bad breaks this year, and the North is strong. The North is very strong, man. It's you know, there's, you know, the North has different teams, but as one team, the North is strong, you know.
Yeah, we got some powerful cars up there. Like you said, just like at practice, you know, sometimes you have a good practice, sometimes you have a bad practice. Sometimes you have a good day at the track, you know, it happens.
Hey, Slav Ridge, man. So this is a funny shit right here. Listen here, man. That Young Money crew, man, hold on, man. Young Money has a test car. I'm hearing they have a test car out. I think, what was that, $75? I don't know how many shakedowns you can get in a test car. They have a Nova. They have a test car that anybody can test. I heard that anybody can test in. you can get out there, you pay your money, you get out there, you make maybe one or two shakedowns. I think it's a learning car. I think they learn. That's what they learn how to drive.
Is it like Enterprise rent a car, like Young Money rent a car?
Young Money is giving classes, and you can get in. I guess you pay your money. I don't know how much you pay, but you can get in. You pay your money, and you can make a test hit in a car, man, at the track, man.
Man, I know I'm doing that next time. I got my money now.
Rent a racer. Hey, rent a racer. Take advantage of that, man.
Hey,
if you ain't got money to finish your car, you can go out there and hot lap, baby. Get that money together.
They need to put some of their own crew in the goddamn car and make them learn how to drive.
Oh, man, who is that?
Y'all know who that
young
is.
Young Money hater.
Dougie, wait a minute, real quick. Hey, gang, thank you for that lead, man. Is it the chassis shop off of Grossback? Is it Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You get a hold of him?
I got to see some things, but I couldn't see one thing that was covered up. But when I walked past that car that was covered up, it growled at me. Man, it growled at me. I'm nervous. Somebody in trouble when that car come out, man. It's a car coming out, y'all. Somebody in trouble. Godzilla.
Before we go on to the show. I got a guest coming on. He should be on right now. Hood TV. He has an update for the past event down over in Chicago. Cox, Hood, you on?
Hello. Fuck! I thought you was gonna say Ron Rose is on here to blow Brian's asshole out.
Hello.
What's up, Hood?
Oh, y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you Paul. Oh, you been on.
I don't hear myself in the phone. I usually listen for that. Yeah, that was thrown down at Cox, but you know what happened when $10,000 get up for grabs? People go for broke to try to win that cash. So it was a lot of wall smashing. But at the end of the day, Sammy the Bull came out on top and grabbed that 10 G's. And that
who
was
Sammy the Bull?
That's Dave Buckley's Mustang, but Plumber Kevin was driving.
Okay, it's, that's the burgundy one?
Oh, that was
yep,
in the gangster
burgundy
class.
With a big coupe on it. But there was a car out there that was throwing down. It's called Megatron. He was taking some people out. Because, like, first round, let me go over the rounds real quick because it wasn't that much. It was Shannon Butler versus Steve Kelly. Those is two Mustangs. Shannon was trying to chase Kelly down because he had got out there, but he was pretty much had the gap going on and was going to the eighth. And then she tried to she wasn't really trying to catch him or chase him real hard. The car just got out of because it's a no-prep race, King of the Street. So she went into the wall real hard and messed that beautiful car up. And she the only one that hit the wall hard. The rest of them were scraping it for the rest of the day and trying to stay in it on their side, just hook or crook to get across the A. Second race was Fast Forward. That's a red Mustang versus Sammy the Bull. Sammy the Bull put it on him. Third race was Oz. He versus a white G-Body. The G-Body, I think Oz took him out. Yep. He was running, but Oz just ran away from him. Then Spaz Off in the next race, he raced a Camaro, and Spaz Off got by him. Now, Mantia, he lined up with Turbo GT, and Turbo GT was down there flying. He ran away from Mantia like he was just a runaway. SVO lined up against a red Mustang, and I don't know who it was, but they was trying to stage, and the car was doing something crazy, and they end up just sitting there, and they didn't get in. After they went in the first bulb, they took too long on that 5-second rule, and then it just gave the red Mustang to go. But something was wrong with SVO's car. It wasn't doing what they wanted it to do. Then Boost 12 has got twin turbos on it now. It sounded like a train. He ran a green truck, and he ran out of sight of that green truck. Then the Hate Tank ran Gino in a blue Mustang. The Hate Tank put a whooping on Gino and blew all the oil it had in the car out on the track right near the end. So he got a win, but he was out after that because he couldn't, you know, unless he had a new motor, he couldn't get back in, so. And then Megatron, that's that Mustang I'm talking about. It's gray and black. He ran a green Mopar, and he put a whooping on it. And after that, Steve Kelly ran Oz, and he ran away from Oz. I think he hit the wall while he was getting away. And he either did that versus Oz or either Spazoff, because he raced Spazoff later, and he took him out too. But when Steve Kelly hit the wall, he was trying to get to the eighths, even though he hit the wall, and he did, and he scraped the car a little bit. It went to the side. He saved it. He didn't go in the other lane, so he wasn't disqualified, and he got the win. And then Sammy the Bull raced Boost 12, and he got away from Boost 12. I think Boost 12 might have knocked the tires off. Then Megatron took out Turbo GT. I think he might have knocked him too. Then Spazoff ran Steve Kelly, and the final race was Megatron versus Sammy the Bull, and he took them out. And that's that Dave Buckley car. The day was all the top tier guys was flying, but the juniors, which they do the quarter, and I don't know the rules on it, but they more street cars. In the first round of juniors, Plumber Kevin knocked off the favorite, which is that Talon. It's a Talon that they all complain about because I think everybody got a number on it, and they're not supposed to have a number, but he was supposed to be in some other events, but it's all hearsay. But he was a favorite because the damn thing run like a bat out of hell. But Plumber Kevin jumped on him on the Mustang first round in juniors, and he chased him, but he couldn't make it up. And then Plumber Kevin ended up winning the whole thing and that in juniors too. So they got the 4,000, they got the 10,000, they took all the money. He was driving two cars. He hop out of one and get in the other and do damage in both. I'm like, okay, yeah. He just gonna get out of each car, get in another one and whoop on everybody. That's basically what happened. The Plumber got out of one car, out of the junior category, got in the senior category, and did his job. I'm like, man. Well, it was a fight in the senior.
So Kevin was in heat last night on the weekend, huh?
Yeah. He was on one. Now you get on the basketball court and you can't miss no shots.
That's what he was doing. He couldn't miss. So he was doing straight up damage. Maybe he needed some extra money.
I mean, y'all know what his name is, right? You know what they call him, right? King Kevin.
No.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
This King from Kevin years was... back, so I guess he back in form again.
Yeah, buddy. Doing straight up damage. They should have just duct taped the door closed on one of the cars when he came back from a win so the other car could sit on the line or something. Yeah, they should have pulled something. And the bikes, I don't know who won, but that bike that beat everybody, when it got up to some speed and was going down through there, it was going to this little wobble. And I said, that man right there is dangerous. He never got out of it a second. When it started shaking and going out there, he would just get on it harder. I said, man, he got some balls bigger than the damn bike. Because I was like, whoa. Because it just started, you know, you like some, like you take a can and just shake it real hard or something. That's how the bike looked like. But it didn't make it down through there. He took all that money. But I was like, man, that damn thing looked like it's about to shake apart.
Yeah, big shout-out to Lakati. Hey, I couldn't make it. I knew it was a good event. Big shout-out to everybody that participated in there.
Yeah. Oh, and one more thing. As far as the grudge racing thing, my take on that is you got to shake things up. As long as one people on one side of town and the other people on the other side of town is this, like, I notice at events where strangers and they from different regions, it's going to be more action because they'll go at each other harder. I don't know why, but if you got one people from all the same town and whatever, it's only so much interest you can generate because the people who are going to race the most.
Especially when they're all on the buddy-buddy plan in the shootouts.
Exactly. Listen, I mean, because
that's the homeboy syndrome. Grudge racing in the Midwest got to get off that homeboy syndrome.
It's like
that. Just go at
it. You got to wait. Let me say this. Me and my neighbor, we beefing. Me and my neighbor, we don't like each other. Me and the nigga across the street don't like each other. But if some niggas come from another block and try to run our shit, it's going to be trouble. And me and the other niggas might not fight all that much. So that's the same thing in grudge racing. So it's a damn shame that you gotta wait for another state that's the kind of far away to try to infiltrate your shit. And guess what? It's gonna be fireworks.
Well, hold on,
then.
Good. Hold on. Because I don't understand that method, man. That doesn't sound logical to me. Did you consider me and Jimbo to be good friends 3 years ago?
It don't matter. What if somebody comes?
Did you consider me and Jimbo to be good friends when I was tuning his car and at the track with him every week?
Good friends? I wouldn't know.
What he's looking for outside.
Okay, how about this?
Oh, my God.
Do I look like I had a motherfucking problem taking his lunch money on the street that night with Cecil Carr?
Nope. But everybody not like that.
Right. Ain't no motherfucking friends in grudge racing. None. If my mama gets me, I'm going to take her for her fucking mortgage.
Damn. There's some friends out there now, though.
Thank you.
Listen,
I got news for you guys.
If I own a race car and I think my car is faster than yours, it don't matter if motherfucker we fuck the same bitch. I'm going to beat your ass.
First off,
realistically,
I
be like Rodney King. Can we all just get along?
realistically, hey Chad, I hear what you're saying,
yeah.
Chad. Realistically,
no,
me personally, I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. I don't care whether they like it, they don't like it, they approve of it, don't approve of it. What it is that. Now people are starting to see that the rules of engagement up here aren't what they used to be.
Yeah,
you know,
but how can anybody
here,
say that? Everybody's listening to the South. Think of this. Think of this, dude. You tell me.
Wait, Chad. Including you and Kip. Y'all sucking the South's dick running all these hat races up here. Fuck this 8 mile shit.
Okay. Okay, Dougie, here's the deal. This is what I'm trying to say, which everybody keeps cutting me off.
Everybody's sitting here saying
that we ain't grudge racing. That's false. We've only been running 2 months. We've only been running 2 months, and there's been a lot of grudge races up here. How many grudge races you guys talked about? Little Chris and stuff. Mark and them have ran people. Rubes has ran several times against Dom and them. We ran Turbo GT twice in one night, was going to run SVO.
So wait a minute.
Turbo
You're
GT
telling
ran
me
Brian
that when Rube and Dom ran for some capers dinner and Rube and Mark Crank ran for $250, you call that a grudge race?
I mean, they were racing.
Are you kidding me right now?
How much money did you have in a race, Dougie?
They were racing for money.
And if there's no friends in grudge racing, time out. And if there's no friends in grudge racing, lock in with Billy and Bobby Moscone right now. Do it. Lock in with their turbo car.
Lock in with what car? There ain't none of their cars running.
July 26th.
Why? Their car ain't running.
Can you pull a Camaro out of there? And you were talking the one day you could pull a Camaro out of there and all these cars.
I can as soon as they're done.
As soon as they're done.
Why wouldn't I? You think I won't race? I tell you what, who got a three-way? Someone called Bobby Moscone or Billy. Bet I'll race them. Bet I will race either one of their cars.
My point is, South has said that we ain't doing any racing up here. There's been a lot of grudge races, and I don't care how much it's been for. There's been a lot of grudge races.
There's only been one person that's getting some races. That's Little Chris. Everyone else has been hat racing. Little Chris is the only one that has some grudge races.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys ran Turbo GT, too. But
there's
I agree. We have only been running for about 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, for everybody, the South sitting there saying we ain't doing shit or whatever, man, my wife is sitting over here saying, oh, my gosh, 1 weekend off. This is awesome. I mean, we've been at the track 5 weekends in a row. So that's the thing, is to say we're not doing some racing, that's crazy. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They've been running since February. We've been basically running since May. So to say we ain't grudge racing, that's stupid. And anybody that agrees with it, like I said, you're just listening to the South because there is racing going on and people are trying to engage.
With what you're saying, I agree with it. And guess what? I don't listen to nobody. I don't give a shit who it is. You know,
that's
honestly, and I'm speaking, you got to understand something. I'm not in Michigan. I'm in Illinois. And the same thing that I'm saying here, I say to the guys in Illinois. There's too much of this let's get along bullshit instead of engaging. Anytime you have, I can't say on your side of the border, anytime you have over 300 grudge cars, racers at the track, and you only see a handful of racers, there's a lot of bullshit going on, man.
Right, but think of this, Junior.
How many of those guys at COTS?
How many of those guys at COTS? Because I've been watching Facebook. How many of those guys at COTS just showed up with brand new combinations?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. See, you're not listening to what I'm saying. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
But you haven't even given them
when you show up to a grudge event, hold on. If you show up to a grudge event and you put 4 or 5 runs on your car and there's guys there that are trying to engage with you, unless you haven't been able to sort it out at that moment, at that particular track, then I understand it. But if you making clean passes back to back and people are trying to engage you and you're not engaging, you full of shit.
See, that's what I'm saying.
The fact that your car can go up there and go down the track
boggles my mind because at the end of the day, I don't care if we're on a test hit. If somebody will get beside us, I'll run anyone for $500.
You see what I'm saying? Thank you, Chad. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I understand. If you go down, first time you let it go, it went to the left. Okay. Second time you went down, it went to the right. Okay. Then if somebody draws on you, they're full of shit because they know, you know, damn, I can't even make a clean pass. Let me make a clean pass. But if you go and make 2-3 hits back to back, and on each pass you running quicker and quicker, and I mean you making clean passes,
Come on, man.
I mean, like you said, even if it's for $500, even if it's for $500, let's go, man. Because, I mean, I'm going to make the shakedown regardless, you know.
Right.
You got guys now the moment the track's ready to close or it starts raining or the track gets oiled down, now you got 50 motherfuckers bitching, moaning, complaining, man, I was getting ready to run Duke. Come on, you've been there all day.
That's the north.
It's 11
o'clock. That's the north, Junior. That's the north.
Come on, man.
Okay, that's the north to do that.
Okay. That's what I speak on.
How many motherfuckers, how many people up here that have been running since May? And I'm speaking on Brian Davis, Mark Crank, Chip and Cad, Ruben, Little Chris. Out of all these, whatever they just call them, grudge races, how many of them have been for 2000 or better?
But there's the deal. How many of them? There's the whole thing is you're looking at money side of it. You're trying to lock people in for $5,000 and $10,000. Well, guess what? You guys race once in a while. But there's
that's
people
good.
Out there that run for
if
500, 1,500,
races
and they
run
3 to 4 times a day.
If I race 5 races in one season for 10 a pop and win them all, I'd be fucking $45,000 richer than you.
It don't matter.
You know,
but guess what?
And you know,
if you're getting into it for the money side of it, you've already lost. Because I get into it to run my car. I'll race that white car that's got $100,000 into it for $500. You want to know why? Because I built
I
it.
I understand, but not.
That's it. If I go to the track and can't get a fucking race, I am bummed out. I'd rather go to the track and lose by a fender every time than go to the track and not get a race. Because I wouldn't even have the car then. I could go watch you guys race. Fuck that
guy. Now you see what you're saying, Chad. That's the concept.
Yeah, I want to race.
I'm speaking. That's the concept that I'm speaking about. That a lot have shied away from. You know, when you look at it right now, and this isn't a money thing. Like, you know what you're saying, Dougie. I understand what you're saying. But you know what? This is no different than when you go to the casino. You can hit the 25-cent slot machines, the 50-cent, the dollar slot machines, the five. Everybody's got. I understand. Everybody's got their own category where they play, or they might step up to another table. That's understandable. The bottom line is
you're right, and I guess where I'm coming from, Junior, is the whole time I've ever raced since 1994 when I started on my own on the street, and you can call Street King. Street King took $3,700 off me one night. Took $4,100 the next night, and then I lost $5,500 to DeckTales a week later. Okay?
All right, Dougie,
so
do me a favor.
I am just used to racing for that
up.
Kind of money.
Hold up, Junior, let me see where Dougie's at for real.
I'm listening.
You ready, Dougie?
I'm listening. Yeah.
Are you
ready,
Dougie? You know what I'm going to ask you, don't you? How much should
I
take off you in Flint?
Up at the night John Perkett was out there when I came up there to Camaro.
Yep. How much did I take off that night in Flint on 475?
$1,000, I think.
Wasn't very much. So for somebody who races for $5,000 and this, that's the thing is sometimes you make the trip all the way somewhere and you just want to get down. And at the end of the day,
when I had my own car,
it's all about going
in the middle
racing.
Of my divorce, when I was driving that car trying to put it together and knowing that bitch was just a 10-second car, I was just trying to have fun. But I'm not coming
but
to have
the day,
fun. I'm coming to hurt
somebody has, just because people have single-digit cars, that's the thing is those people still just want to have fun too. So because that guy races 30 times in 1 year and they're only for $500 a pop, you think that you're in a much better position running 5 times a year? I mean,
no,
what,
I don't think I am at all. I think I'm going to be sitting around a lot.
Exactly.
I just want to race
and that's what I'm
cars.
Saying is if I'm going to show up to the track, and if I'm showing up to the track, I'm making a pass. And if my car's going down the track, no matter what, I'll run for money on a test pass. I don't care. It's not that big a deal to me. I'd rather race.
I don't want you on a test pass. I want you a kid to throw some big-ass tires on that motherfucker, and I want y'all at your best.
Hey, Chad, can I ask
you a
question?
I mean, what do I need a big tire for?
Yeah, because I don't want you to cry about mine, that's all. That's what y'all seem to do around here, cry about what each other has.
Okay. Listen, come by our trailer. You'll never hear that. We have several tires in the trailer, all on rims. Have you seen us pull any of them out? Nope.
No.
I'll run that smaller tire because we've been fast on it, and I don't give a damn about the bigger tire. Actually, we got rid of them.
Hey, Chad, let me ask you a quick question. For the most part, for the most part, without any major issues, usually after the second, maybe the third test hit, you're ready to go, correct? I mean, for the most part, unless you're,
with me personally, this is the way I look at it is, like SBO and them, they showed up. I actually give them a ton of props for getting in the shootout because when they pulled up to the line, their car didn't even want to leave the line.
Yeah.
If your
yeah.
car will leave the line and you've made a good pass at all during the year, technically, at most, you only need one or two test hits. Me personally,
right.
we've ran at Milan. All I need is one hit there to see if the car's going to go down or how the track is. After that,
right.
I'm basically ready to go. And to be honest with you, if somebody's there and asks if we want to get down on the first hit for $500, I'll go down on the first. I'll go off the trailer for $500 every time.
Okay. See,
it's not that
that's
big a deal.
What I'm, that, that's
if
what
it's
I'm
a new
saying.
Track, I've never ran down it. I might want one test hit. Other than that, I'm
that,
pretty much ready to go at any time.
That's what I'm talking about right there. One, usually, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to say this. If there's no major issues, usually, and for the most part, anyone who has their program semi-together, one or two hits, and okay, let's start feeding it, you know? What my thing is, these guys that will go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hits, I mean, when you watch them, you know, by the third, fourth hit, I mean, they're moving.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to wait till 9, 10 o'clock at night. Oh, now I'm ready to whoop. Or get on the next show the following day, 2 days later, and talk about how they was going to whoop every motherfucker at the track. But you had a minimum of 10 hours to do it and didn't do shit. See, that's where my issue is when I say this.
Your problem is they're having,
when we
they're having
up
a hat
SBO.
Race at every goddamn event they have here every week
but,
now.
But
so,
but
you know,
that's
everyone
the best
says,
thing they could
I'm
do.
In the hat race.
But
I
that's
can't
the best
wait till
thing
after
they
the
could
hat
do.
Race.
But you know what? No, see, that's dependent. Hold on.
There's
that's
people
dependent.
That run during buys and everything.
That's dependent who's having the hat race and how they're doing it. Because my understanding, any event that Little Tony Slouch, Motor City Mafia, Chad, if they're not going to stop a round for you, but as soon as that
no,
round
you can go
is over with, you go right in between there and do what you do. Do you know? And I'm not a class racer. I'm not what you call a hat racer. None of that. But do you know that if these events did not have this filler there, you would watch motherfuckers all day do test laps, and that's it. Here and there, you may get a grudge race. So you know
now,
what?
If there wasn't some of these shootouts, some of these matchups wouldn't have taken place that already have.
That's correct.
Why do you think Little Chris and them are engaging as much as they have? They've hopped in with a shootout with cars they would consider fast, and when they ran down next to them, realizing, okay, not everybody makes their best pass every time. Now these
that's
guys
right.
are trying
that's
to engage
right.
grudge racing, and there's a lot of people
that
are doing
right.
that.
That's right.
Or else
that's,
they would
that's
just leave them people
that,
alone.
And believe it or not,
Oh, go ahead. I was about to try to open up some mics. We got a lot of people.
Yeah,
Go
ahead. Go ahead. Open it up. Go ahead. Open it up. Because you
I
know
think
we're,
it was a
we're
good
going to this
I,
all night.
Hold up. Hey, I think it was good dialogue, man, because it was Meatball's topic, and you know we'll get the hands open, but it kind of shed some light on some things people had questions about. I think it was great dialogue. So, I mean, maybe we can keep it going.
No
but,
doubt.
I mean,
no
we can
doubt.
Open up some hands, but you think about Chad's point and Dougie's point, it's a difference of opinion.
That's
you know,
correct.
It's just what's
correct.
Your poison? Because, you know, Chad and those guys are running. Where Dougie and those guys out, you know, Chad them ready to ride. They don't care. Right, they ready to ride. And then, you know, Dougie them is like, look, we coming to get paid. And it's just two differences of opinions.
And you know what? And
I'm just saying it's easy to form an opinion, though, when you're spectating. That's a spectator's opinion right now.
Right.
I mean, I know for a fact that before first round starts, we usually get to make a couple of hits. Those people that say, well, I'm concentrating on the shootout and this, that, and the other thing, I mean, I'll run somebody during the test hit. Anytime that there is not a car next to us, anybody's happy to pull up next to us. It isn't that big of a deal. Matter of fact, you've seen Gravedigger and them pull up next to us. You know, when we were getting ready to make a hit, all of a sudden they pulled up next to us. I didn't know they were pulling up next to us, and I'm sure they decided at the last second that the race didn't end up going down, but that's the whole thing is, I mean, I don't care when it is. If I have a bye during the run or right after the shootout, I mean, we were ready to engage as soon as we went out.
That's right. That's right.
I was looking
for somebody
out next to us every time.
And you know what? And that's my point right there. You have enough guys out here that I'm not even going to classify because some are at that caliber, some are not. But in your own class, you know, there's enough guys out here that can compete with the same caliber cars as theirs. And truthfully, again, I can't speak on the Michigan side. You know, because I'm not there. I'm not seeing the way it goes down. But I know on my side over here, there's a whole lot of engagement that needs to be done. You know, ain't no reason for it. You know, other than, I mean, unless this is the direction that
the beginning of the year.
So-called grudge racing is going. But you know what, Chad? It's the beginning of the year. How many times have you engaged?
We attempted 4 times.
Okay, out of those 4 times, I'm going to say maybe I'm wrong. Maybe once or twice. Maybe once or twice you may have not been up to par, but you were still taking the gamble, correct?
Oh, for sure. Like every time when
okay.
Like I had a race set up, I was told don't touch nothing in the tune because the car just went down. And at that point, I said, well, we don't even know if they're going to lock in with this yet. So I made changes to the tune. Then they come over and said, yeah, we're going to pull up next to you. Everybody's telling me change it. I'm like, you know, hey, this is a good chance to get some data. And if I lose, I lose. No big deal. I'm still going to leave the tune the way it is and just go down.
I got to cut a call.
I got to open up some of these mics. We got a lot of people on hold. A lot of people on the call.
Open them up. Open them up.
Brian and Street King, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
What up?
Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Happy Father's Day, B.
I wanted to comment on a couple things. I think Hood was wrong when he said Sammy the Bull won. The finals was not Sammy the Bull and Megatron. The finals was Steve Kelly and Sammy the Bull won.
Kevin wasn't also in.
Steve Kelly won the $10,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and,
back to the whole grudge racing thing that Bergie and Jimbo's on. Someone told him to open his mic just so you guys know. But Jimbo and Chad Doug and Chad were talking about here a minute ago. I heard Dougie brought up my name, how many races have I had with $2,500 or better in a grudge race. And I haven't had any this year for the simple fact that no one's challenged me and no one wants to lock anything in. Second, I had Witt locked in for $2,500 and Tony Bynes in 15 or better. Both those guys paid the punk out. People say we don't race up here and that's a crock of shit. We traveled down there. We were down there in February. I was locking in trying to engage people before I had oil pressure. What's that?
I was not putting you down by saying you're not racing.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying
you were.
I'm just explaining
why people
money,
say we don't race. I'm explaining the whole people say that we don't race thing. A lot of people don't. A week after the event, it's like the stuff is ancient history. They don't remember anything. What people don't realize is all the people that went down to Mike Hill's race from the north and went down there and got down. All the people that went down to Duck's race and tried to get down. I have yet to see anyone from the South come into our territory and do anything. I have yet to see anyone from the South trying to lock us in and do anything.
But when you ask them, they tell us they don't bother
to come up here because they got so much racism down there, it's not worth it to them. Well, we got the same issue up here. We don't need to go down there, but we choose to. But that's what I'm saying. I had two big-name guys locked in, both of them backed out on me. There's only so much grudge racing you can do if people don't want to accept the rules or if they don't want to race you. And back to the money thing, if people are trying to grudge race and they're doing it for the money, then you need to do the shootouts. I've won two shootouts for almost $4,000 with only, I think, $500 out of my pocket. That's grudge race. That's making money to me. People complain about grudge racing up here that it's not what it used to be or it's not what it should. And then when you get the grudge race, they ask how much money was it for. Well, why does that matter? Because if you're bringing up the money, then you should be getting in the shootouts where you can win $4,000 for a $250 buy-in if you're concerned about the money.
Amen.
Since when does money, when you get the grudge race of the year award and this and that, it's not credited to the amount of money you won. It's how many times do you engage. $500 to one guy can be a lot of money to where to another guy it's not. And grudge racing is not about, you know, who has the most money. It's about who has the biggest balls. And just because someone's broke don't mean they got any balls. You know, I raced Turbo GT right off the trailer last week. And I had my damn broken trans, and Chad and Kip let me use their trailer to change it, and Aaron Evans from Turbo GT took me to get the damn trans. So people say there's too many friends in grudge racing. I think that's a crock of shit. We need all the friends in grudge racing.
Okay, you know what? This is the thing. The way that I speak, Chucky, a lot of times people mistake what I'm saying. When I say
I wasn't
friends,
saying you personally. I was just speaking out loud.
But see, but beings that I say it, I spoke upon it earlier about the friend part. I don't mean friends in let me tell you this, what I believe in.
Yeah.
If I see you in trouble down the road, at the track, at a restaurant, whatever, I'm going to stand up with you. Okay? But if you sitting in the lane next,
uh-oh.
Well, but see, most of the time, people don't realize is because I'm friends with Chipper Cad, Chipper Cad, or because I'm friends with Jimbo Mark Crank, they don't realize all the stuff behind the scenes. They go out there and see Mark Crank's car go down, and it looks good, and they think everything's fine. They don't know behind the scenes, but because I'm friends with Mark, I know he's having an issue somewhere, so I'm not going to draw on him. Or Kip knows I'm having an issue, so he's not going to draw on me. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes shit that people don't understand, and they think because I go out and I don't draw on Mark or Kip don't draw on me, that it's because we're friends. But very, very rarely does a grudge car ever go out and everything works as planned. You can come over to any of our trailers, and there's always something going on that was not planned.
Oh, yeah.
So being respectful to me, we're not drawing on those kind of people. But now you got the same kind of people you guys were talking about before about locking races in and not wanting to do them.
At the end of the day, Brian, like you said, if you're having an issue, somebody comes over to your trailer and wants to engage, 9 times out of 10, you'll go ahead and engage with them. But that's the thing is the people around close by you aren't going to go call you out because they know you're having an issue.
That's like with Turbo GT. I had an issue with my trans. I put a completely different trans with a completely different gear ratio in there. And I could have said, you know what, guys, I don't feel comfortable with this. I don't want to lose, you know. But instead I went and did it anyways. I took a gamble, and it worked out for me. But people don't laugh, so people don't see behind-the-scenes shit.
Am I on?
Now, one thing that does aggravate me with grudge racers is people who only come over and ask to race you when they see you're having struggles. But when you're getting down the track, they're quiet as a fucking church mouse. Now, that aggravates me. And there's a lot of that shit going on. And Junior talked about that a minute ago. People on the show saying they want to lock someone in, and here they are at a track, got 10 fucking hours to do it, don't nothing happen. Now, that shit is what grudge racing needs to get rid of.
Am I on?
Yep.
Yo.
Yeah, you're on.
What's up, Jimbo?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, everybody that's dogging these shootouts out are mostly the spectators. If there wasn't no shootouts, you might as well stay home because you're not going to see no racing. There's nothing wrong with the shootouts. What's it matter if somebody's spectating? You want to see Dom race Brian or Dom race me or Kim or or kip race.
You see a lot of racing that you never see.
You get to see the race. What's it matter how much they race for? And it's because everybody's scared, including Dougie. Dougie, you guys came out with Billy's car for half that one summer and didn't race one motherfucker because you were
I tried racing you guys. I broke the motor 3 times.
Man, I've seen you guys track a million times with it. And every time I try racing it, you're saying people cry about tire size. Every time I try racing it, you guys cried about me having my 29s and my wheelie bars. So you can't be a hypocrite, you know what I'm saying? Because you guys do the exact same thing. So that's why the shootouts are good, because I actually go to the track and get the race now instead of fucking walk around not racing nobody. And I did go.
Well,
I
it's
race.
Nice going to a track knowing for sure you're going to engage. That's what's nice about the shootout.
Not,
you're going to
race
100% guaranteed.
When I had my wreck out, that one year with Wayne's motor in it, I didn't race one single person from Detroit that whole fucking summer, and I tried racing everybody because everybody is scared. And this year with Mark, we raced Straight Shot Performance for $2,500. That was a grudge race. We raced Kimo for $2,500. That was a grudge race. I mean, you can only race people if they're going to race you. But if it wasn't for the shootouts, I don't even want to waste my time going to the track because I'm not going
to
go there
and fucking
make
pass passes. And then you guys tried engaging after the last shootout, too.
Yeah, because everybody's got to make another pass. They're not ready yet. They got to make another pass. They're not ready yet. So there's nothing wrong with the shootouts at all, I don't think. Especially for the spectators. The spectators should be happy that they're fucking having them. You actually get to see racing.
Oh, for sure.
You probably wouldn't have seen Dom race one person this year yet if it wasn't for a shootout. You know, people like that. That's just my opinion and being honest.
Yeah. Jim will just shut the whole show down.
For real, honestly, man. Everybody's even people bitching about
well,
it.
Well, like I said, the biggest thing I hate is people only attacking other people when they're hurt. And people getting on these shows talking shit, and then when it comes to the track, they have 10 hours to do something. They don't grudge race one damn person. And I understand when people have problems, things like that, but when they're out there making pass after pass after pass, and they don't race because they don't see that number on that little white and yellow ticket, they don't want to take a chance.
And another thing, it's not only Detroit. How many times from Chicago did you see Kate race Danya? Did you see Turbo GT race Danya? Did you see Biz race Danya? Any of those
in a grudge race.
I ain't never seen it ever. I ain't
me
never
either.
Right.
So it's no different.
I've seen Turbo GT race Danya, but they're not friends. They want to race each other.
Yeah. When they come
when
they come here, because Denver's actually racist, because I know them guys are racist. I'm right.
Everyone hates on
them.
To look at down south. Yeah. They get in shootouts. Tony Vines and Witt, they get shootouts all day long. And,
oh, yeah,
and people think because
bragging you that
the guys down south have bigger names than we do because they race longer. So when they race someone, it gets more notoriety. It gets publicized more. We don't have that big of names as they have down south. So we're not in the public eye as much. But I guarantee you, they bring their Swedish asses up there and then get some action. You know,
it
aggravates me when people say that we don't race or we're not doing nothing up here because we're the only ones traveling. We go to other people's backyards, tracks that we don't know, and we get down.
Hey, real quick, fellas. George, Junior's phone is messed up, and you're going to have to take the boards over. Brian, what's up? Happy Father's Day. Jimbo.
Thanks, Red.
Doug, happy Father's Day, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Happy Father's Day to you, man.
Thanks.
I'm glad Reggie said something. I was beginning to think
let me open up a couple more of these mics and hear everybody else's opinions on this right here. 248-0693. Your mic is open.
Hey, this is Motown. This is Motown. Hey, I've been racing. Yeah, I can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Good. All right, man. I've been racing, grudge racing, street racing since 1994. I got out of it for a while. Back in it a little bit now. I'm hoping my car's done this week. Completely new rear end, completely new transmission. And I tell you what, if I make it down to Milan this weekend, I don't even care if it's on the first test pass. $500, $1,000, I'm ready to lock in. Grudge racing, as far as I know, and as long as I can remember, that's what grudge racing is. It's about the unknown. That's why there's no times on the board.
Right.
That's why
and if you go out and race for $500, someone shouldn't heckle you because it was only $500. The amount shouldn't matter. The fact that you're out and
I
you
don't
got
race
balls
because
to do
of the money,
something
man.
Is what
I race because I enjoy it. I like going fast.
Exactly.
Right? I don't like the money's just icing on the cake, you know. If as long as I'm going
fast.
Well,
and money's different for everyone. $500 is different to a lot of different people.
You're right, it is. you're right, I'm moving this week. I just spent a ton of money, but you know what?
Right.
$500, $1,000, $1,500, hey, man. I'm all for
hey,
it.
If,
I just told
if someone
fiance,
tells me it ain't worth $500 for them to make the trip, is a goddamn liar, or they're fucking rich. Because they're going to make
you know,
a test anyway, might as well try 500.
You know, things about the South, they have a much longer season. Wasn't it just a couple weeks ago they were up here and complaining about our rules and weren't running anybody? Isn't that what happened? They come up here?
Well, some people showed, but none of the actual South cars showed. Jay Barnes and them showed up, but none of the guys from down south with cars actually showed up.
Oh, okay. I was under the impression they did.
No.
Because
nope. You're talking about the Grudge Inc. event. But Jay Barnes, Biz, a lot of them guys from down south did come up, but no cars came.
Okay. All right. Well, my name's Motown. It's going to be a black Camaro with silver SS stripes on it. You ain't going to miss me. Like I said, I'm ready to lock in anybody. A lot of people have had problems getting parts this year. That's why they're not at the track. I've had wrong brackets
mm-hmm.
sent to me, wrong axle sent to me, wrong drums sent to me. I mean, I've had a lot of problems, and not just me. A lot of people at our shop have been getting wrong parts. People down in Detroit have been getting a lot of wrong parts from people, and they can't get parts in general. It's the beginning of the season. You know, everybody's trying to get their car on the road. So, I'm looking for anybody. $500, I'm good. So, like I said, as long as my car gets on that road this weekend, I'll be down there at Milan, and I'll be looking to lock in with somebody. So,
sweet.
All right,
happy Father's Day, everybody. By the way.
All right, and let me open up a couple more mics. 248-1625. Your mic is open.
Hey, Sauce, give me a minute, man. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to mute my mic myself. I'll get right back.
(313) Your mic is open. (313) Your mic is open. Big Danny, your mic is open. (313) 8435, your mic is open.
Happy Father's Day to all you fathers over there. Slaps, I got some background noise. I'm going to go back on mute. I'm going to pop back in 1 minute, all right?
Okay. (219) 5879, your mic is open. (219) 5879, your mic is open. (313) 9248, your mic is open.
I'm muted.
Your mic is open.
You guys want to do a three-way call?
(313) 0944.
Your
mic is open.
We'll move out the way. Get out of the thing, Joe. Move. I ain't
mean. Make sure you put your phone on mute, and we get some background noise.
708-0313. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening right now.
All right. 910-5440. Your mic is open. All right, 313-6547. Your mic. The mic is open.
Slaps, what's up? What up, Slaps?
What was that?
What's going on? What's up, Slaps? It's your big fan checking in.
What's up, what was this?
It's Big Fred, Big Fred.
Oh, what's going on, man?
They had the Father's Day car show over in the North End. Got over about 150 cars out here. The whole boulevard is jammed. They have the boys out here doing what they do. They have a nice car. Father's out here chilling with their family. They've got a hell of a car show going on. Father got here. They have a banana down here.
Now, where you say this is at?
Over in Oakland and Camille, about 75, in North End, Detroit. Right. Annual Father's Day car show. You know how we do over here. We be praying, and the people do. We put it down. It's falling down right now. I'm on the show. Yeah, Mike Dice over here holding it down. You know, young guys, the Young Money crew. Everybody's out here, man. It's a good show out here. Got my man Lamb out here videoing and taking pictures. Got my man Red down, holding down. Got Black Jeff sitting out here. It's a hell of a show, man. Just wishing all you fathers happy Father's Day. You know, I'm kind of hoarse right now. Mike Dice, you want to say something to that? Mike, go on, say that, Mike. Go on, say that. What's going on with you, though? Hello?
Yeah, we here?
It's full of shit. Why ain't bring them over yet?
Hello?
This is uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's...
You hear it?
Oh, man, you serious? Hello?
I'm here.
What do you want to do?
I think Junior's on, No.
Hey, I'm still here.
Yeah,
Slouch,
I'm here.
Dougie. Yeah, I think Junior just dropped off his phone. He's the mediator on the show. So he may have to call back in to run everything. I'm just running the board right now. Yeah, we still got everybody online. Everybody kind of quiet. I think Jimbo set everybody up. When he got on, I mean, everybody stopped talking.
Jimbo's over
Jimbo,
there.
How you? How you?
On everybody.
Listen, coming.
Hey, Jimbo, can we get an update on your car status? When you think you'll be out? Will you be able to make the show in July?
Let me see. I don't know if Jimbo's trying to make it in July. That's his plan.
I'm sorry?
I don't know if Jimbo's still on, but his plan is to have an Air Guys event in July.
Okay. How are you guys looking, Chuck?
Yeah. Oh, I'm waiting to bring it out till that event.
Wow.
I'll be there with Chucky.
Yeah, that's gonna.
Brian, you don't have any races locked in for that day, do you?
Yeah, I'm locked in with a little Tony and Titan Man for $5,000.
Hey, you know that?
Yeah.
Yo, am I on?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me? It's Jimbo. I hit mute on accident.
Gotcha.
They asked if you were going to have your car out for their event in July, Jimbo.
Yeah, I'll have it in July race for sure. I'll have to run in probably 2 or 3 weeks from now, so I got a little testing to do. So as long as nothing stupid happens, I'll have it in July's race.
Do anyone know how many races that's actually locked in for that day? I know I can count like 5 or 6, maybe 7, but I thought it was more than that.
It's going to be a badass event. Even if a lot of races aren't locked in, there's a lot of people on the property that are going to be engaging that's not locked in, you know. Just because something's not locked in, it means ain't something going to pop off.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Vaughn locked in, Slouch.
Huh?
Me and Vaughn locked in.
Isn't Regulators locked in with Gagne for $5,000?
Gagne.
Junior in Regulators?
Yep.
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 Yeah.
So you got that fucking shootout, and you got a bunch of grudge racing going on. It's gonna be a badass event.
Hey, what's down? You coming out of 29W?
Probably.
Yeah. It was stepped to 29W or smaller tire, to my knowledge.
That was a whole lot of thing about because he said he gonna be in grudge form, the shootout form.
He said shootout trim.
Yeah.
He can wear a W. That's what Julian and them was getting picked up about. They was kind of mad because he said I'm gonna be
I don't like that W thing. I'll be letting these 29Ws in. Because how many cars around here run 29Ws? Why the hell are you opening up to that? You know, we went from
next to a true 29-inch tire. Two totally different fucking tires.
Well, here's where I'm at. Everybody bitched at me when I had a true 29 on my red car. So I built a new car for a 28, which I don't care if I race a 29 car, but now all of a sudden they're allowing 29Ws? Like, what the fuck? And there's no 29W cars
around.
They
complained before because you're a badass, so...
Yeah, no, but I'm saying,
what's
the
problem
of allowing a 29W to let Gagne in? That he's the only one that's got a 29W. That's fucking stupid, I think. So I think all these...
It's because there's too many friends and grudge racing.
I know, you can't tell somebody no. I know.
Talking about friends and grudge racing.
That aren't going to enter some shootouts because of a 29W.
But all the big guys coming, Gagne, all them guys, they're on 29Ws.
Gagne ain't getting in the shootout, he said. Gagne said he wasn't getting in the shootout.
It's only Gagne. Here's why they're doing it, because they think the guys from down south are going to come down here. They ain't coming down here. Mother, forget about that. Those fucking guys ain't coming. We've been racing for three years, going down there
for
3-4 years now.
But there's the thing. There's the issue, though. Think about it. If you're saying Gagne is the only one on 29 10.5W, and then they're hoping that the guys get in on from down south, technically, if Gagne is not entering, then all you got to worry about is some cars on some 28s anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
the only way I see Gagne getting in on it is if, honestly, if it's a low car count. And he's already proven that. If it's a low car count, he'll get in. If it's not, if it's higher, it's not worth him running his car, he feels. So it depends on what races he's got. But he's already got, you know, junior, so. One more, and I don't think he'll take the chance. If he gets one more locked in race, I don't think he'll take the chance of the shootout.
Yeah, he comes out of true 29, I'm knock his head off with something I don't even know what I'm going to do with.
I don't think he's just like I did
with that small block.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
With no wheelie bar.
I'll get Gagne on the motherfucking phone.
With Bookie here.
Bookie here. Yeah, it should be a good event, man. We should have nice races throughout the entire week, so it should be a good event.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to get some of the top grudge racers on the all on the same campus, all on the same premises, and I mean you got a lot of cars that people are looking to debut. Yeah, you got Young Money.
This is
going to
be one of those
Jimbo.
This is going to be one of those events where everybody's on here running their cocksuckers talking about grudge racing. If you're at this event and you do not get a grudge race, you're a fucking pussy.
Thank you, Brian,
right,
for putting that. You put it so – that is so true. That is on point. Because there's no way you're not going to be able to get a grudge
race. Everyone is going to be at this event, and this thing has been talking about for damn near a half a year. Everyone's going to have time to get ready. This is going to be your time to shine. And if you get drug, so be it. That's just part of racing, but at least you engaged.
Right. Yeah, we expect to see Chucky on Keel. For real.
Yeah.
We want to see that car.
I heard
that car on Keel.
I heard Chucky sharpening his knife.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And I heard Dougie say something about Ron Rhodes coming up. I hope to God that motherfucker shows up.
Ryan Davis is out.
We can lock that in for $2,500 right now.
Hey, I go live,
hey,
Brian.
Certified
I wish I
knew
Brian.
Brian, I just got it. I just have a whole new level of respect for you, baby. That's
well, you
up.
Guys talking about
That's
people wanting
up,
to engage and not running for small money.
Right.
Hey, that's what's up. Brian Davis, Chucky, that's what's up. Wow. That man is looking to engage. Red hair, I don't care.
Hold on, Ray. Let me open up these mics. 586-0719. Your mic is open.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Pizza Rock, what up?
What's up,
buddy? Started good last week, buddy.
I'm trying to get there with you guys. It'll take me a minute, though. That's why I can't lock none yet. I'm trying to get there.
Dude, you guys have raced,
You don't need a lock none yet. You guys are already racing.
I was there. First time out, I did what I had to do. I lost. Second time I went, I did the same thing. I do what I can.
You're out there racing.
All right, peace of Rob. Hold tight. Let me, damn.
Don't go nowhere, but I just dropped off. I'm going to open up some more mics.
Quiet on my mute mic.
Hey, it's pretty quiet, man. Where is y'all money racing at?
Do you hear what
taking
they
over
the
rental
show.
Car business, I heard.
Yeah, the car show.
I ain't.
The rental car business.
We got one on the phone.
My boy Aaron online. I forgot about that. Street King online.
Hey,
what
Aaron,
up, Street
what
King?
What matters, they don't, the rest of all they do is barbecue and talk shit.
I can't talk. I don't got a transmission right now. So nice.
You'll be out for the July race, though, right, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're concentrating on?
It'd be here Thursday. Yeah, it'd be here Thursday.
Hell, yeah. Hey, and that's another thing. People talk about the Northern guys don't race. Witt was locked in with Aaron and those guys, too, and didn't even come up and make the trip. But that shit don't get talked about. Am I right or wrong, Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah. He's coming. He old Michigan fan.
When they say they're coming up here, they get something locked in. When we come down there, we lock something in. What happens after that is not our fault. So don't tell us we're scared when we accommodate them every single time.
Yeah. But I told him he ain't going to show up at what's his name race, though. Latonia. I don't think he's going to come to Latonia race.
No, he's going to be here August 9th. I'm going to fuck that
right,
junior car up.
I'm going to get him first. Hey, dude, we're going to be at 65 borders trying to lock his ass in.
Yeah.
Welcome to
funny.
Michigan. Sitting right there with a sign. Lock in now, motherfucker. Pull over. Now, junior race. I mean, with the race, though. And did you go down to the car show tonight, this afternoon?
That was weird.
Actually, I was over there with Little.
Hey, is Reggie or Spock still on the phone?
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm here, Brian.
Are you guys going to have the bouncy houses and stuff at the drug racing still?
Yes, we are.
All right, because I wanted to bring my little son. He, I'm starting to travel with him a lot. I wanted to make sure you guys were still accommodating little kids.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. Did
you have anyone? All right.
Up to Paul's house.
Well, who else? Isn't Jimbo and Dougie or Jimbo and Jimbo walked in with the Moscone's for that race?
Yeah, we're locked in.
Jimbo, you locked in with who?
Huh?
You locked in with Dougie and them, right?
Yeah, we're locked in.
Who's locked in? You and who?
5 on 1500.
Me and Jimbo. 1 on 5, Chad. 1 on 5.
Oh, I thought it was 5 on 15.
Jimbo got the text message. It don't matter. But there's a lot of grudge action set up for July already.
Yeah, it's I think Squinchy and Little Will locked in too if they're on the premises.
Oh yeah, yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah, you guys need a week or so or so before the show. Maybe you guys should start setting up and having people writing them all down so you guys can promote that. Because there's going to be some. I mean, the shootout itself is going to bring a crowd, but all these locked in races are going to help too.
Yeah, we got two big announcements about a week and a half out before the event. So one of those is going to be the locked in matchups, and then you know something else we're working on that that I think you guys as racers are going to really like. And you know everything we try to do is it's the same thing with Peso and his events. We try to really make sure we cater to the. While we're there, that's the racers. You know, most guys.
Hey, when
don't.
You say cater, I think of food. You guys got free food, so I'm a happy camper.
No, we're trying to you know make sure we improve on that from last year also. So, but we just try to make sure we accommodate you guys, and you're bringing your family, and that's the whole point. You know that we try to make that this is a family event that you know you can bring your family and feel comfortable with it. So, you know we try to keep the.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
You say the free food, we this year we're serving White Castles, and we're going to lock all the bathroom doors.
Ooh! I like that because White Castles don't bother me. I'm going to give that shit to them Southern boys. They don't know nothing about White Castles.
Look, we're serving orange and gray Faygo.
That's right. I like that Faygo shit right there, boy. When Reggie popped open that cooler and had a bunch of Faygo's, I made my damn day.
Oh yeah, we gonna have that grill on Keel Friday night, man.
There you go.
Very rare.
Very rare.
Yeah, we gonna have that grill on Keel Friday night.
Also, for all the guys that's gonna be at the Test and Tune from 6 to 12 at 12 p.m. We're going to have, from 6 to 12, Red's going to be on the grill cooking his hot dogs and all that stuff. And at 12 o'clock, we're going to have, at Friday night, we're going to have the fish fry.
Hey, you working out again?
So we're able to stay at the track then.
Oh,
if
yeah.
We have our car there, we can stay at the track.
Yeah. Hey, you got to close some of that money. Hey, if you're not talking, can you mute your mic?
That's the thing. Don't have to lie to me. You're sleep.
When I go to sleep, you'll know I'm
asleep.
My phone
will
be down.
Hey, listen, don't
mute that mic. Hey.
I've been on that voice.
Thank you. What the hell?
Hey, are we able to stay tonight at the track then, Friday night?
Yeah.
If we're there?
Yeah.
Well, make sure Slouch has got a full battery, because I guarantee you, after everyone tests, there's going to be some locking in going on for the next day.
Man,
oh, yeah.
You know, for testing too, it's going to be an event on itself, man. There's going to be so many people.
Yeah, I think it's going to be some races on the testing tune night. I think, I really do. I just think it's going to be some people trying some people. But yeah, we'll accommodate you guys that night. They do lock the gates at night before the event. I mean, after the shootout. So you know, like I said, if we're staying at the track that night too, and most guys will be up most of the night. But you know, if you guys feel free, if you guys do want to stay that night, before the event. So.
Oh,
I'll be playing with fiberglass this year.
Hey, also supposed to have an update this today as far as all of the hotels and reservations and everything. I'm sorry that I didn't get it, but next Sunday I will have all the information towards the reservations and where's the location.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to stay tonight, I will have the rooms and the reserve everything for everyone.
Hey, Slouch, And everybody else, I gotta jump off for a minute. I gotta put the girls down to sleep, so I'll jump back on.
Hey, just so I'm sure, this is Motown. Could somebody go over that event again on the 29th?
26.
Somebody what?
Somebody go over the details on that event on the 29th.
The 26th.
Yeah,
July
23rd.
If
somebody's
Details.
Please put their phone on mute.
There's a kid in the background.
Mm-hmm. My bad, I'll get it right now.
Cool.
Sorry, more time. What was that?
I was just trying to get the details of the event, times, date.
Okay, June 25th is Test and Tune from 6 to 12.
July.
July 25th is Test and Tune from 6 to 12. You can either stay at the track overnight or get a room. July 26th is the actual event. Starts at 9 a.m. to 12 a.m., from 9 to 12. 25 for spectate, 45 for cars and motorcycles. You get in, you eat for free, you drink for free the entire evening. We have a $10,000 shootout, 10% buy-in, which is $1,000, $10,000 for the winner. The rules for the shootout, 29.5W and smaller, no wheelie bars, front stop, stock suspension. It's an 8-mile race, track rules, winner takes all. We also have
no known class cars.
Yeah, must
right,
have
right.
Stock style front suspension, no chassis cars.
All right. Thank you.
Smiles, I got to jump off for a minute. I'll jump back on.
Today, so.
All right. Also, you can bring your kids. We have stuff for the kids. We have the bounce houses for the kids. We have a live DJ that plays every type of music that you can name. Uncensored. Also, every time he plays music, he also plays the video along with the music.
Oh, you good. You can keep it off. Sounds like a good event. My car's not going to qualify, but it sounds like a good event. I'll probably end up going anyway.
It's at 131.
Well, they got a bunch of grudge racing. That's just a shootout. There's a million people going to grudge racing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the shootout. I won't qualify for the shootout, but trust me, I'll be there at grudge racing.
You got a chassis car?
Why, it's still like
that? Yeah, it's a halfback car. 28W car.
What fast car you have? Hey fellas, I gotta jump off. I got a drainage problem. I'll call you right back.
I'm your man.
What size tire do you have?
28, 10.5W.
Hold on 1 second. Will you have a 28 and you say you have a back half car?
Yeah, 28, 10.5W back half.
Why won't
that's qualified for the shootout.
You have to have stock style front suspension.
You can have any kind of
front suspension. Yep. Yeah. They're just trying to keep out full blown chassis cars. Other than that, you're good.
Yeah, I got wheelie bars and I can't go without them, man.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, like I said, I'll be there to grudge and, you know, and probably bring the kids and fiance down, man. But grudge race, but the shootout I won't be able to get in.
You have a quarter mile. Guarantee.
Hey, what kind of car is it? You said a Camaro?
Yeah.
Do you eighth or quarter?
You guys probably know the car. It's from Flint.
What year is it?
Hey, what time you got to be there to get in the shootout?
Well, the driver's meeting is at 2 o'clock. I mean, 12 o'clock. We're going to start the shootout at 2 o'clock. We're going to start the ceremony at 2.
So your money needs to be doing
the
driver's meeting?
Yeah.
So you're saying you got to be there by noon?
By noon, yes.
Are you guys going to pull names and everything at the driver's meeting and you'll know lanes? Do you know how you're going to do that?
Yes. Okay, good.
We're going to do everything. We're going to go over the rules, everything at the driver's meeting, pool names, everything.
So, Motown, do you run eighth mile or quarter mile?
I'll do either one.
There you go, Doug.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I'll run either one. I was on earlier this year, and I'm headed down to Texas and Oklahoma. Them guys don't want to come up here and race quarter mile. I'll go race eighth mile. I don't care.
Nope. Yeah, Dougie's looking for some quarter mile people.
I am. You ain't lying.
Nice. You can't. Lock in.
Show us how to Chad. Do it. Chad, I just got a text. Will there be first round call-outs in the shootout?
Not
from the
I think it probably depends. It'll be discussed at the driver's meeting. I mean, obviously, the thing with a call-out is the other person has to agree to it.
Right. Agree with it, right.
But depending on who's all in the shootout, I mean, if it ends up being quite a few Chicago and quite a few, you know, Michigan guys, I'd like to see first round be Michigan-Chicago. If there's quite a few Southern guys and about the same Midwest, I'd like to see, you know, North versus South for first round at least.
Right, right. Gotcha.
You know, I think all that stuff can be discussed at the driver's meeting once you kind of see who's all in.
Who was wanting to lock in, they said? They were telling Sam to lock in with Motown. I tell you what, next week, I just want to make sure that my axles get here tomorrow. I'm not going to lock in unless I'm 100% sure my rear end is done this weekend. Next week, if my rear end is done,
they were wanting to
lock in
until July 27th or
6th. Yeah, remember, it's July 26th that Dougie's debuting.
Yeah, over a month away.
Until then. Yep.
I can be there either day. It doesn't matter to me.
There you go, Dougie.
Thanks,
Chad. There's your quarter mile race.
Hey, Chad, I'll tell you what. Why don't you lock in for the quarter mile?
We don't run quarter mile. I already told you that. You want to lock in for the eighth?
Well, then lock in for the eighth.
No problem.
What cars, Nick? Get all the stuff out the way.
Wait a minute. Who's locking in who? What happened to the quarter mile race?
I'm talking about how he only wanted to run quarter, and then all of a sudden when he has a chance to lock
no,
in
no,
the
no,
quarter,
no, Chad, I'm saying I don't have a problem running the quarter. Y'all are the ones that are scared to run the quarter. This man said he'll run the quarter, and you just want to throw my motherfucking name out there.
Because you're the only guy who wants to run the quarter.
I'm not scared to run the quarter. That man still ain't been down the track. You just heard him say he's waiting on parts.
My car,
he's ready to race when he gets there. You're trying to lock Chad in for the eighth mile.
I know.
My car is so new. I took it down the track last year, and in second gear, twisted the planetary shaft out of it. That's how much my car has been down the track. I don't even know what's
going on. Right, but Motown, he didn't hear you earlier say, when you show up to the track, you're ready to race, lock in, you don't care.
I don't care. It's my first pass. Right. Like I said, last year, if I would have had somebody at LaPierre last year ready to lock in, I would have lost money because I twisted the planetary shaft out in second year.
That's the only reason
but
when
I
you said
ready.
You're willing to run quarter, I automatically was like, shoot, there's a race for Dougie. Dougie just said that he'll be happy if he gets five races a year. There's one of your five. But if you don't want to lock in with them,
Chad, you don't
no
know
deal.
How many races I got locked in for that Saturday already, do you?
How many do
you
have locked in?
You just heard Jimbo, right?
I got you don't have me locked in. You don't have me locked in yet. Let's lock in.
1,000 on 5,000 quarter mile.
Let's do it. Let's
track
do $1,000.
400 pro tree, 1 p.m. in the lanes.
$1,000.
1,000 on 5,000 or better.
Did you not just hear me say I was moving? $1,000.
I'm just telling
man.
You what I race
$1,000
for.
Quarter mile.
I don't race for 1,000.
What's the lowest
well,
amount
I guess
you run?
Gonna lock
I'm
in
different than these guys. Right, right. That's why
What's
I didn't
the,
run my mouth. The little handicapped man ran his mouth. I heard what you said earlier.
I know you did, man. I'm just pulling chains, man. I'm
right,
ready to lock
in. $1,000. Dougie's sensitive tonight. He's all sensitive tonight. You all right, buddy?
Dougie must have got a new job. So you say you want 5,000, huh, Dougie?
That's the minimum I run for.
It's getting close to that date. Some people getting scared.
Ain't nobody getting scared. I already made passes, guy. I'm not scared.
Oh, I didn't say you were scared. That was somebody else. Motown didn't say that. I don't ever say
anything.
No,
I know, I know, I know. I know you didn't say that. I know. That's just these guys talking shit. We, you know, we're all buddy-buddy, as they put it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tom, I heard that earlier.
That's the young, honey
band.
Saying I'm scared.
Ain't talking about no minivan.
Who's talking about a minivan, man? I don't even got a fucking minivan. So I got an Explorer now. Bitch, get it right.
He's upgraded.
Yeah, I upgraded. Just 340,000 miles was too many, man. I was burning oil every week. I had to get rid of it.
Damn.
Don't worry. It's still in the garage. I can still get in and drive it.
As long as you can drive it, that's all that matters.
All right, let me
how many
races? One mic right here. Hold on 1 second. 313-8435, your mic is open.
What this young man, the chef is speaking. What's up, young brothers? Happy Father's Day to everybody.
What's going on? Happy Father's Day, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, my brothers.
John King, what's up?
Hello?
Chilling, man.
Special announcement from Hood TV. I want to tell everybody on this phone, y'all some selfish motherfuckers. Y'all see the Miami Heat need help, and y'all on this phone talking this bullshit. Hood
man,
out.
Fuck Miami Heat. Fuck Detroit Pistons, Tigers, and Lions too, motherfuckers. It's goddamn NHRA drag racing on, bitch. Huh? Talk about that.
Hey, Hood. You even know
Dougie,
what,
you better quiet down. You didn't know LeBron James have a grudge card, did you? You got quiet now, didn't you?
Hey, hey.
You got
LeBron
quiet.
LeBron James got boobies or a dick.
I'm sure he won't have
Detroit
an issue
Hood
locking
TV.
In for $5,000.
Detroit Hood TV.
Why won't I?
I got Jimbo locked in.
What happens if you lose?
I get my ass whooped, that's all. I go to the next one.
Dang. Doug, let me
get a
pack up and
go home.
I don't know.
Hey, what's the buy-in on a 28 no bars?
29W no bars.
$1,000 buy-in.
All right, let me open up this mic. 706. 9376. Your mic is open.
Just listening, man.
All right.
What?
All right.
Hey, Chad, you got a good race locked in for July, too.
Oh, yeah.
Chad's got a $5,000 race locked in.
Chad, who you locked in with?
Ghost 2.
Oh, yeah, that's damn, that's
Street
right.
But,
yep.
The street.
But right. I only race for peanuts.
Oh, nobody said you race for peanuts, Chad. If anybody on this phone can afford to race, it's you.
It's you. I'm broke. I'm so broke my legs don't work.
I was going to say, the only thing broken
you
is your legs.
Shoot.
Damn.
I wish.
I'm surprised Turbo GT and all those guys are on.
Yeah, they don't never.
Yeah, I don't know.
They got their shit looking good.
So
same job and the way the car's moving. Oh, SBO is gonna be a bad bitch. That's no doubt.
See them? Yeah, they're going on the shootout with just a technical difficulty with not plugging something all the way back in or something, I think.
Yeah, something behind the dash wasn't completely plugged in, so it was giving
issues. Didn't go all the way in or something. That's why they couldn't
pick
the bulb.
I know SVO, they're no group of guys who ain't afraid to grudge race. Or Turbo GT. Turbo GT tried to lure someone in off the trailer every time they come down here. Just to make it worth the trip.
Yep.
Is Mark Alexander, is he coming back out?
I don't know. Wasn't his car for sale?
I don't know.
I thought I seen a nice car or something. Or maybe his drivetrain or something. I remember seeing something for sale. So, Doug, are you guys just bringing your car then? On July 26th?
Hey, what Diamond been up to? I haven't seen him.
Who?
Diamond.
And he's just hanging out, spectating. He's a smart one. He gets to enjoy watching the racing. We're the dumb ones who got to work on our cars.
Mm-hmm. You can say that again.
I got some chips in my bag.
So is anybody going July 12th to NOET?
I don't think I'll be there.
Is that Brian?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Somebody said something about it being Phil's race or something like that. Is he sponsoring it or something?
Yeah, there's a shootout like there this last week. Yeah. It's going to be another $1,000 shootout, so.
I'm on
that every month.
Gotcha.
Are you guys going yet?
Oh, might take the other car or something.
Yeah.
Go play around with that a little bit. It just depends. I mean, we'll probably be there with something, if not more than one.
Yeah, it's quiet on this motherfucker.
I know it. The heck happened?
Yeah, we got over 15, 16 people still online. No one saying anything.
Everybody's quiet.
They're watching the game.
Screw that game. They getting blew out by 10.
I think Johnny Quick said he's trying to have his car ready for Little Tony's race as well. That's when you plan to bring it down, bring it back out if everything goes good.
There'll be quite a few cars if all of them show up and all of them get tested in time.
Well, that's the event everyone's been trying to get ready for or get ready by.
Right. Because I know there's quite a few Chicago guys that are just now getting their stuff out and have had a few little issues, and they're trying to make sure that they're right by them.
Quincy's got a new car, Darth Vader, coming out. He's being afraid to race,
so
he'll have a couple cars out there.
Hey, man, y'all forgetting about the one car at all. DEFCON 1.
Who?
DEFCON 1.
What's that?
The former Butts Motorsport, that Cutlass.
Oh, that's
it's coming out?
He felt like being locked in with Little Tony, don't he?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think he is.
Is when you guys debuting John Doe by, Aaron?
We're trying to go there with it. We're working
trying
on
there.
It.
That'd be cool.
Yep.
That'd be really cool.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
Mario Kart, one from Florida, the 300. Does that car sit like Skin's truck?
I mean, as far as a street car, it seems more of a street car than Skin's truck.
I like to
yeah,
see that race,
man.
This thing is like
street action.
They drive the thing. I mean, he drives that thing daily with AC,
on the highway,
sound system,
yep.
The whole nine yards. Oh yeah, the bumper to bumper traffic. He drives the wheels off that thing.
I know.
In the rain.
LCC Cat is supposed to have his Malibu out there, and Enrique is supposed to have his Camaro back out for that event too.
My buddy Victor and Brian Hennessy will be out too.
Yeah, yep.
For those. They should be ready.
What about, what's Brian, the Malibu you have?
Yeah, that's LCC Cab. He should have it out by then.
Okay.
Yep, that orange one. And then Daryl Wilson's got the black one. He should be there.
Yeah.
Raj is bringing his street car for there.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of races, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Brian, you hit right on the nail. If you don't get a race in that day, something's wrong with you, not the car.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
And it's one thing, there's those people who go out there who don't say nothing and don't get any races and don't speak on anything, that's fine. But, like, I think it was Junior who said people get on these talk shows and talk all kinds of shit, and they're quiet at the track. That shit is so aggravating. You know, if you want
right.
a race, you can find one, especially at this event. You know, you people always want all the favor, and they're, you know, want all the odds in their favor. You can't always get that. You got to take a chance, you know. Your car ain't always going to run what you want it to run. The track ain't going to be the track you want. The timber train going to be as cool as you want. You just got to not be afraid to get that ass with them.
Yeah.
And for everyone talking about grudge race and this and that, I ain't seen Jimbo turn down no grudge race. I ain't turned down no grudge race. Kip and Chad ain't turned down no grudge race. If people were asking these guys to engage and they were saying something, then you got something to say to them. But as of now, I don't think there's much you can say. And the people speaking on it, are they grudge racing right now?
Mm-hmm. I know on July 26th, we'll be there with four different vehicles. Well, actually, more than that.
Yeah, come to our little group. Come on, Chad.
Yeah. And I'll have two golf carts.
If you can't find a race, come to our group.
Bullhorns on them. So you'll definitely know where we're at because I'll
and,
have
and,
two
and don't
golf
and don't think that if
bullhorns.
You come over and want to race for $500, we will tell you no because we will race for $500.
No. Oh, yeah. I'll get down for $500 with that fastest car.
For sure.
That ain't no big deal. I just want to race
be some lot of
as many times as possible.
You know who Carl really wanted to see get down the track? Is Puerto Rican Pete. I want to see that car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know he makes power, but he was just blowing the tires every time.
Mantia's got a bad bitch.
He's got to figure out how to
Mantia?
Harness that power.
I think Tom Olson and those guys are bringing their small block Camaro.
I think Jake and them are coming. The Blaine brothers. They've grudged Jake a couple times already, too.
You know what car I hope comes back out? And I thought it had a lot of potential very, very fast. Was the Outcast at Nova they had, that purple one.
Yeah, I haven't heard from
that
them
thing
yet.
Was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah,
and those
yeah.
guys seemed like they wanted to engage because they came out, you know, did some racing and was on the talk shows and then, you know, had an accident. But they seemed like they were going to be good for the grudge game.
Does anybody know if
the Hawk? Terrell, those guys, they like to get down with the Hawk.
Is Little Ron and them going to be back out for that event? I heard they were trying for that event. Lil Boosie?
Yeah.
Well, what about Tate? Is Tate going to be there?
Tate will be ready.
I know him in Street Team probably when he get down.
Yes.
That's a definite.
Yeah. Yeah, Tate said he will be ready by the 26th.
Well, we got to get out there all this time.
It's got to happen.
Getting his upgrades now. He know what to come with now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tate ain't no rookie. That's for damn sure.
As of right now, I think Tony Lasky will be out with a new car, too.
That's the one half the Camaro?
Yeah, he sold both of them. He's got some terrible Mustang now. So he'll probably be out with that, too.
Yeah,
it'll be a nice season. A lot of people with a lot of money in the cars and some serious horsepower. I think that's what just gets so frustrating is to hear people say that, you know, there isn't people actually grudge racing or engaging when there's actually a lot. I mean, for only running 2 months so far out of the year, I mean, there was a lot of people that raced. It may not have been for, you know, big dollars or nothing, but people are still willing to get down and line up and put their own money on the line. Not everybody has, you know, 10, 20 people to bet with them.
Oh, for sure.
Some people just bet with their own money.
Hold on, let me open up this mic right quick.
All right.
773-2199, your mic is open.
What's going on, Slouch? What's going on, Brian Davis? This is Hootie. Eastside Strong, wishing you all happy Father's Day, man. I'm just listening in,
happy
man.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, buddy. And we'll be down there on the 26th, man. We're trying to bring all the cars out.
Wait. Yeah, I said I brought your guys' name up. I said, I know if you guys come, you guys ain't afraid to engage.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, we're trying to make it down there on the 26th. We're trying to bring four cars. Trying to bring the Hulk Jaws, Pluto, and Fulu.
You guys got some crazy names, boy.
I know. I was just thinking that, too. Just waiting for Fruity Pebbles and Lucky Cow.
That sounds like some kind of mixed drink.
You know about that, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, boy, do I.
I'll take 20 of them.
But hey, we had a lot of drinks that day.
Yeah.
$1,000 bill and 2 hours ain't bad.
Dude, 2 hours, and every time there wasn't even close to 20 people sitting at the table, and every time she showed up with a tray of 20, she'd set them all down, and Brian would look at her and go get 20 more. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, we had over 100 shots.
I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, you're crazy.
Hey, Tootin was feeling it, though.
Yes, he was. And he was taking his time, too. Shoot. That was interesting.
All right, let me open up this mic. 586-7112. Oh, that's Dougie.
All right. Don't talk to me. Oh, it's
Dougie. I wonder if DMX is going to be there. I'm sure he's probably wanting to get out and get ready. I know he said he's almost ready.
You got two carries?
Chucky!
What up?
Hello? 931-7122. Your mic is open.
Chucky!
Yo, what up?
What up, this Squinch. I had a call from a different line. I ain't had no service. Just got on the show. What y'all talking about tonight?
Oh, we're talking about you.
Busting your ass.
Who tried to run up in me? God damn. That's sexy. That's sexy all day.
A streetcar called Fruit Loop.
I don't fuck with Fruit Loop. That's too many colors in the rainbow for me. I don't fuck with shit like that.
What about Fruity Pebbles?
Hey, Squinch, you guys going to have Darth Vader out for Lil Tony's event?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, yeah. We race for Lil Will. Lil Will brings
Game
okay,
yeah.
For the hook. Lil Will passed for my weekend now. He passed for my tuner and everything. Thanks for Lil Will.
Hey, Squinch, it's Street King, man. I'm just messing with you. I was laughing.
All right.
This game is 44 to 65. Man, they fucking them up.
They fucking, the he getting fucked over as usual?
Man, 42 to 56 or some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, LeBron leaving after this season. He trying to go somewhere. He done. He cooked. He got his rings. He gone.
Tom would come over to Young Money.
Hey, listen, we got that gold bitch coming back out, Young Chris. Don't y'all quit talking about Young Money. It's going to be the Young Money show coming.
Hey, you guys going to have the Red Mustang still out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going right there now. Oh, yeah. We ain't dismantling that. We doing a Fields race. We going to do Fields race with it, and then we done to Lil Tony's race. You know, we're going to do the No ET.
Are you guys locked in with the Blaines again?
I'm going to race the Blaines. I'm going to do the Blaines at 131 with Spoiled Brat and see if they come back and do Darth Vader. I got, I'm racing I got to do the Bill Collector, Mario, out of Georgia. Out of South Carolina. What is
the Camaro?
Yeah, the Camaro. Yeah, the Bill Collector.
Georgia, isn't it?
Yeah, you're locked in with Lil Brat or Spoiled Brat with him?
Yeah, with Spoiled Brat. Yeah. Basically, a BMF car.
Don't be hating on that BMF boy.
I ain't on that bad motherfucker. I ain't going to hate on that BMF. Goddamn, he got to come see the Spoiled Brat. Then, we got a couple. Then we gonna if they show up on the property, I'm knocking their head off. Goddamn!
The race with a little Will? Is the what's the stiffs on that? Tire sizes, bars, any of that stuff?
He want to do straight up, head up with the Brat. The way we sit, the way he sit, then he coming. He don't give a fuck how the goddamn no bars on Dark Vader. He don't give a fuck how I sit as long as I got no bars, Dark Vader. If he get past the Brat,
cool.
Then he gotta come. He gotta see it. 25. It's 5 on 25.
Well, you got a full plate that day as well too.
Man, you're
talking about July 26th.
Yeah, we hot lapping them bitches.
Yeah.
Goddamn, I'm back.
What are you doing? but what are you doing? July 12th at No EP.
I'm doing chemo off the trailer, and I'm going to do the shootout, and I'm cutting it back after that. I ain't going to do no lot of race.
Okay.
I'm just going to do chemo because chemo,
that's
my
what
man,
I thought
ain't
the dog. This one was set up for.
Does chemo got anyone locked in for Lil Tony's event? Does anyone know?
I think he does. I'm not sure. Chemo got a couple races locked in. I forgot I saw him.
I thought for some reason I heard him lock someone in a while ago. I just can't remember.
I thought he came down for some reason. See, that's the thing.
Junior's driving, and Junior's doing the shootout, and Junior has the race locked in with Danny already, and he's supposed to race Showtime. So,
right.
Chemo can't be, you know what I'm saying, Chemo can't be locking in too many races.
Nah, Junior got a lot.
I don't know how he's going to get them all, you know what I'm saying, I don't know how he'd be able to pull it off.
To rent me a goddamn driver. Shit, little Chris gonna be busy that day. Shit. Chris driving both cars. He gonna have to pull double duty. He gonna have to man up like y'all. Shit, he gonna have to man
up. That's what I tell people. They just gotta, like, that's why I'm, you know, I ain't trying to lock in too many. I already got quite a few stuff already in play, and it's only one person, so.
Yeah,
I ain't going over six races. I'm gonna race my ass off. We ain't gonna go over six. You know, both cars. That's
hey,
a lot
somebody
tell
Kimo you know, Pete Sorrell to drive for him.
Pete Sorrell ain't even driving his own car.
Yeah,
I still drive Kimo's though.
What are you saying? What are you saying? It's falling. I think that's what he's saying.
Huh?
All right, let me open up this one mic right here. 248.
Somebody wanted to make a lot of racket.
248-6102. Your mic is open.
And that sounds familiar.
248-6102. The mic is open.
If DMX do happen to show up with everything that went on with us, you know, and still got a lot of love for him, I'm going to try to set it up and go on and do it, which we really shouldn't be trying to race nobody out of our camp. But I'm going to go and try to engage with DMX with Spoiled Brat.
So he's in your guys'
crew? I'm going to try to get him
in DMX is part of your guys' crew?
Well, no, he's not part of our crew. It's just there's been a lot of back and forth between him and Wayne, you know, Never Scared Cap and DMX. So I'm going to try to go on and
if we
get a race locked in, however it come out, it squashes everything to go on between the camp. You know, get everything settled between DMX. I just want to put that on the record, you know. DMX, my man, we all get emotional, but, you know, DMX is a little emotional than anybody. I got mad love for him still. You know, we can have our issues, but we're going to engage. After that, we're going to sit down. Y'all know I'm famous because I'm a fat cat. We're going to sit down and have a drink in the state. That's the way it goes, you know.
Let me know when that happens. I'll call you.
I know. If you bring up food, I'm there.
I'm putting in as much as I can on the free food tip because I ate up so much last year. I got to get back this year.
Don't come around there.
Brian, I slept in your trailer a couple times because y'all be having some exotic stuff in there. I'd have come out of there with a plate of burritos one day, some fajitas. I was speaking in. They were like, I'm Freddie Bryant. I can get that ratchet and have a plate.
Yeah, you can come there and get a taco and some bolts out of the boat bucket. You got everything.
Yeah, I do. I ain't going to lie, Brian. Keep me together. I am not going to lie. Brian Davis, keep us together. I said, I cannot. It'd be hard for me to go against him because I said, man, he put us together to race him. He'd get us right there. No, but I greatly appreciate it. I just want to see a good showing for the 26. I want to see all of us come together because, you know, we got a lot of good guys coming down here, you know, Whitney and all them boys, and, you know, you bring a toot and all the boys on. I just want to have a real good show and show what we're going to do, you know.
There's no reason why it won't be good.
It's going to be
too much damn. There's too much damn talent on the property for nothing to happen.
Hey, Brian. Get them to engage.
Hey, Brian. Yes, sir.
Do you know if Chris is bringing his car, because he said the next time you come up, he wanted to take his car down the track. Do you know if he's bringing his car or not?
He's bringing Cold Killer.
Oh, he's not going to bring his car?
No.
Okay.
Listen, is this slouch?
Yeah.
I had to call you anyway because I might get somebody else. I talked to one of my guys, somebody that I deal with. He might want to bring his car. Chris Holbrook. I talked to him about that. And I want to get with you, and we want to see if we can put something together for him to come down there. And I did. I've talked to him about it more than a couple times. And see what we can get together. So, you know, he might want to come down there.
Who want to come down? What's his name?
Chris Holbrook.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I'm going to get with you and try to get that together. Them,
They might be trying to do something on motor, but you know that might be bad. If somebody engaged him on motor for it, you never know what's going to go on. You know, we're going to see. But I'm pretty sure I can get it put together.
Isn't that the black Marty car? No, Marty. Is it Chevelle? Ain't that Carl Motor? The one that slammed to the ground?
No, he got it. He's driving. He got a silver Mustang, 08.
He got a Mustang.
He got a Mustang.
That's Steve now with Allen now, with Chevelle.
Talking about the slam black Chevelle that was there at the showdown in Motown. He on motor, I think.
That's Allen and Steve, ain't it?
Yeah, the pretty one.
Yeah, that's on motor. Anyway. He's talking about Chris Holbrook Mustang. He got a Mustang.
He got two of them, actually. He got a black and red one on the 29 that he said he'd like to come out there with. Me and him have talked about it several times. I thought, well, I'll get with you, and we're going to try to put something together to get him out there. I know Street King don't give a fuck about who a name or what. Once he go down on the ass, a motherfucker pull up to the sideline, goddamn, we Young Money, we engage with anybody. Goddamn, this Never Scared Young Money shit going to go down at that event, goddamn.
Man, Miami getting fucked up by 25, man.
Anybody else on the way?
Miami is history. That's why I left Florida.
Is Donye bringing Fade to the black?
Yeah, he bringing it.
Yeah, he locked in too, Junior.
Fade to the back.
Yeah, he's locked in with Junior from Regulators for $5,000.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought he was going to race that blue one because he's been driving that blue Monte Carlo for nothing.
He's driving
the black one.
I want to race that one too, that blue one. We supposed to run me back.
They didn't set a time on that one, though.
I would. That would be a sweet race. I wouldn't mind going after that blue one. Shit. Goddammit. Off the track.
Kanye said he would run anybody.
He said what?
Kanye said he would run anybody.
God damn, well, you y'all know how I'm cut. Fuck it. I might have to pay the line up, goddammit. Never know what happened going down that goddamn track.
Never know.
Slouch, man, when you coming out the trailer, man?
Man, I'm about to sell. I want to sell my car, man.
You don't want to sell it.
I ain't seen my car in 2 years. I ain't been to that place and seen it in 2 years. I don't even know if it's gone or not. Huh?
I know the feeling on one of them. I haven't had that happen.
No, it ain't in chassis prison. It don't have a heart.
Oh.
Yeah, it don't got a heart, so you got everything else on it.
Hey, is Bookie on the phone still?
No, Bookie ain't on. Big Danny on the line.
Nah, I was wondering if they were bringing that blue car and the black car, if Danny. I don't know if Donnie drives both of them or not, if he was bringing that blue one to get extra.
They'll probably bring, what was the other one? They brought a blue one and a maroon one, didn't they?
Just yeah, they had blue one, maroon one, and then black one.
They'll probably have all
the other one. One a chassis car. The burning was a chassis car.
Yeah.
The blue one in the back half.
Gotcha.
And Donnie drive a blue one. But Greg, when he don't drive, when he grudge racing, Donnie drive. When he bet money.
I'm sure they'll probably bring them all, be my guess.
I just don't want a bunch of testing. Bring the cars in on Friday and test. We got them to get down on fucking Saturday.
I'm going
to
talk
to them. Yeah. Shake it down and get it down. Of course you're going to come get it off the trailer. Shake it down, get the bugs. I'm going to make sure you're right. Man. I hope races start at 10 o'clock and never stop.
I know, right? What time do the lanes open for passes?
10 o'clock?
10 or 11 or something like that.
What's the
curfew
get there?
10 or 11. I think it's an hour or 2 hours after the gates open. 1 or 2.
Last time it opened up at 10:30, 11 o'clock. It opened up at 11 o'clock, the lanes, I think it was. About an hour after it opened. 10 o'clock.
What's the curfew?
Curfew is 12, but we may. If we still got races locked in after 12 o'clock and it's there in the lanes, it's going to go until the lanes are clear.
Okay. Well,
if no races are locked in, he's going to shut it down at 12.
Okay. Well, you know I'm always one of the last ones in the lane. I'm pushing this at midnight. Them bitches got oil pressure. I'm staying in that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if I'm racing a tricycle. The bitch can get down.
Squinchy said he's going to be pitted in lane one. That way he can just pull up, plug the car in, start cooling it down, check the plugs before right
trailer,
the
trailer and everything. Just chilling.
Yeah.
Can't give a damn.
Don't give a damn. I'm coming. I'm running.
But he's getting all his races off.
Hey, Chad, check your text messages real quick.
How many y'all got in, Chad? How many y'all coming? Who y'all coming after?
Shoot. We're bringing quite a few, and I got a couple of races lined up, but I'm just not discussing them just yet because they're finding out whether they're coming or not.
Right. Is Panetta coming? Panetta going to be ready?
Panetta does plan on being there. I think he's locked in with Rube for that event.
Is he?
Yep.
Man, Rube locked in.
Yeah, that sure is.
Here we go. Hometown shit again.
Hey, man. Y'all ain't gonna be getting all that shit. I might have to get some of that, too, then.
I got rude because of the shit that went down 2 weeks ago. That was part of, I stepped that, so I got that. So, shit. But if I don't give a fuck, you want to change it up and you want to slide in there, you can get that. I'm about to get that ass. I hope they pick that new motor up. God damn it, I plan on this time making them break that bitch. They ain't gonna slip the trans or fuck a clutch up. I'm making them break a motor.
Hey, if someone could get Donnie or Bookie on the phone, get one of those guys on the phone.
Hold on.
I'm feeling froggy. I want to see if Donnie wants to get down off the trailer as long as he's on a true 29 no bars with Chucky.
God damn. With the black car?
Yeah.
You my hero. You my fucking hero.
If he's on a true 29, no W, no bars, we'll run off trailer foot for lanes.
Now, he's already going to be racing on a W if he don't want to change his tires. See if they'll run with that blue car.
Hey, what's that?
That blue car's got a big old monster on it. I know before he came here, when he raced Cold Killer, he ran a true 29 against a couple other cars. I know he ran Turbo GT off the trailer.
What's going on?
And if he doesn't want to, no big deal.
Hold on, it'd be something
for the crowd.
Hold on 1 second. I got a Chicago line calling in. 219.
Yeah.
2285.
That's coming, yeah. What's up, Leon?
What's happening, man?
Hey, they looking for you and your boy Leon, Donnie.
Now, they're probably still with the family. What is Donnie doing?
Go ahead, boy.
I'm going to see if Donnie is supposed to be coming to Lil Tony's event. I know he's locked in with someone on the rules that he's locked in with 29W or smaller. I don't know if Donnie is coming on a W, but I was going to see if he wanted to race Chucky off the trailer as long as he's on a true 29, no bars. I'll run him off the trailer.
I know he locked in with Junior 5-on-5, so
she
I know that race got
dude.
To go first.
They didn't slip a time. That's why I was asking.
Brian.
Yeah.
If she needs to send it out to the hospital, they can do. I told you that before.
Hold on, I got a couple people talking. I can't understand.
Right
The quick talking, Brian, you need to send her to the house for a couple of days. What do you keep doing?
I don't set my little chain on her neck, dog.
Hey, Brian, Bookie's going to call me back in 1 minute to get in, man. He's calling down there.
And she is. And
yeah, no problem.
I'm on my way back home. I'm going to stop through there on my way back home and talk to her.
Somebody hold a special conversation on the line, ain't it?
Hey, push your phone on, man. I'm just pointing to your mic, buddy.
I'm not rolling at all. She
says to the hell. Push your phone on you. I'm talking to Wayne.
Hold on.
Quinch, mute your mic.
Oh, my fault. I thought I was.
Yeah, no worries. Just mute your mic. Okay, cool. Thanks, buddy.
You just muted.
Cool.
Hey, I'm quite sure Danny might do it, but he's going to do one race at a time first. That's what he got on 29.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just throwing it out there. I know the last time when he raced Cold Killer, I think it was the same day he raced Turbo GT off the trailer. He was supposed to race down, so I know he ain't afraid to get down, so I'm just trying to entertain the offer, though. If you don't want to, I don't care. It ain't no big deal. But him and Junior don't have a time pick, and I know Junior plans on getting a shootout, so I don't know what time they plan on doing that.
The
other thing, Brian, is that's the thing is, I mean, you don't even know how Danye views, you know, no offense, but you to him, where he might think that just getting down for, you know, a decent amount or whatever on a test pass is not a big deal. You might just want to try
it. Yeah.
He's going to make a test pass anyway. Might as well be next to somebody.
Yeah, he's going to be about to call him, so he's about to see. Leon, you calling Daniel right now?
I think Dougie said that Bookie was trying to get him on the phone right now.
Oh, okay.
I think Dougie already talked to Bookie.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, they got any back half cars going to be up
hey,
there?
Bookie.
Bookie,
yeah.
Here?
Hey, Bookie.
Oh, yeah,
Bookie here.
What's up, Bookie?
Yeah, none too much. Just chill.
I just see a few guys. I know you guys got a race locked in with Junior. I know there's not a time shift on it, and I know that the race was a 29.5W and smaller tire. I'm not asking what tire you guys are racing him on because that's none of my business. But I was going to say if you guys wanted to go off the trailer, if you were on a true 29 or smaller, I'd run you guys off the trailer. And we can – they said the track opens
you know
at
what?
10.
If somebody,
you
if
can
somebody
run
just,
by 12 or 1.
If somebody just wanted to just actually just run off the trailer, we ain't going to switch the tires that we got on. You know what I'm saying? We got a 29 on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know what tire you were running. And I know last year when you guys ran Cold Killer, you were running on true 29s all day and then put the W's on for Cold Killer.
You said what happened?
I know last year when you ran Cold Killer, you guys grudge raced during the day on true 29s and then put the W's on for Cold Killer. I know you switched the tires before.
Oh, yeah,
that's why I'm asking.
We sold them tires to Chemo. We ain't got them no more. Chemo got them.
Chemo rocks 28th now.
Yeah, we sold them tires to Chemo. But we will run you off the trailer. You know what I'm saying? We will play with you off the trailer. You know what I'm saying? But we got
not on
the
W, right?
The 29 that we got. Yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with the 29.
We don't want to come off the trailer. Yeah, we don't want to come off the trailer, but you know what I'm saying, to just
time?
Get them in.
You
said what?
Go on, go ahead.
Is someone talking in the background, or is that someone trying to say something?
Man, y'all got so
right,
much in the background, ain't
it?
Hey, Brian.
Oh, I'm thinking somebody was talking to me. That's the background.
Brian, listen, man. Just because you got a kid now, you're going to find this funny. My girlfriend's kid, 4 years old. I make him go to the bathroom before he go to bed. At 9 o'clock, I told him to go get on the potty and go potty and then go to bed. I just heard him screaming my name. I go in the bathroom. He's sitting there. I said, man, you been sitting on this bathroom since I told you to go there. He said, yeah.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, man. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Well, if anybody better know Miami, it's over.
What the fuck is Miami?
Two
that's,
games
a, that's,
ago.
That's a city and a state.
I know, right? Get fucked
yeah.
on damn
basketball. Yeah, but man, we don't really want to run off the trailer, but if that's how we got to run and get some action, then we'll do it.
Yeah, I can't fuck with a 29W. I'll be the first to admit that. I got a small block and a 28.
Yeah.
So I just figured,
yeah,
I'd give it a whirl.
Good, though, B.
I can't fuck with that car in
the
trailer, W.
But you run good, though, B. B, we ain't taking nothing away from your car because you're on 28. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
your
yeah.
60-foot probably more dangerous than ours, so we ain't going for that.
Yeah,
and we're going off the trailer, too.
Races.
Yeah, well, it helps.
Hey, you should be
hey,
a car salesman, but that shit don't work for me.
That's the side of it. Well, I mean, like I say, you know, we go off the trailer, but we ain't gonna change the tires. We got on 29 O'Bars,
yeah.
And we will engage off the trailer if that's what you want to. If that's how we got to run, then we'll do it.
Yeah, I can't
that's
fucking with
you.
Yeah, wouldn't even do it for something like.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all let me know. You know what I'm saying? If somebody else gets froggy, you know what I'm saying? We'll break a leg.
What would you do it for off the trailer? I mean, if I was gonna say 1,000 on a true 29, but if you guys are in a W, I'd try it for like 500, just to get a race.
Ah, no.
You can keep the W's on.
Nah.
You gotta
make
a test pass anyway.
Spend some money. I'll do it for 1,000 with a true 29, 500 with a W.
Nah, that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bookie, don't worry. You're going to be like me. You're only going to get a few races a year.
What's up?
I said you're going to be like me. You're only going to get a few races a year.
Oh, no. We locked in with, man, we got some races locked in.
No, I know you do. I know you do. I'm just saying. It was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what I'm saying?
I've already got a race locked in for $5,000 that day, and that's I know what my limits are. I mean, so when I bet, it's all my money myself. I don't bet more than what I can afford. I'm trying to get some action.
So you locked in already, Brian? You locked in with somebody?
Yeah.
Who you running?
Titan Ann and Lil Tony.
Oh,
small
okay.
block nitrous, 28, 275, 275, Mustangs, no bars. I think it's
okay.
run by 6 or 8. I have to go back and look and read it.
What
is it, 5
on 5
here.
Or better, or 1 on 5 or better?
Mm-hmm.
1 on 5 or better.
Yeah, hey, is
1 on 5 or better?
Yeah, and Rube was thinking about running off the trailer, too. I seen him say, we run off the trailer. We'll try him off the trailer, too.
You want to try Rube?
I don't know how much they like the
bet
for, though.
That.
Yeah, we run Rube off the trailer, too.
Hey, Bricky, who are you y'all locked in with?
Huh?
Who are you? What all races y'all locked in with?
I think just Junior.
Who I'm talking to? The Slouch.
Who?
The Slouch.
Number one
Slouch.
Oh, what's up, Slav? Yeah, now we got some more races somewhere else.
Oh, I got you. Got you.
Oh, just not yeah, that we bad. Got some. We got races lined up before we get to 131.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We just you
well,
know.
If you guys end up showing up, Bookie,
somebody,
you change your mind, and we're there fucking around Friday. We'll you know if you guys decide fuck
again.
It, we'll do it for something light the next day. We could do that. If you guys break your car before, I don't ever want any punk out money from anyone. I ain't looking to lock nothing
yeah,
in.
Yeah, man,
my
phone. Hey, my phone blew up. Man, they need you on the show. I'm like, what?
On the show? But somebody feeling froggy. I said, what?
Froggy. Hey, you be shocked how many creepers listen on this phone. And don't say shit. People don't realize how many people
hey,
actually listen
what,
to
man?
This shit.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what, man? It's quite a few people from Detroit, and I ain't got to say their names because they're listening right now. They don't
yeah.
never press the cue.
Half of them are all my haters.
Yeah.
Wanting to see you go down on me.
Yes. Hey, man, I want to ask you a question. Oh, and he on the phone, too, Brian Davis. He said y'all scared of him. Mr. Who's Avery this? With the Cutlass.
Who?
Mr. Avery with the Cutlass. Hey.
Said, I ain't scared of nobody.
He said, all of y'all, he said, that's why y'all don't never bring his name up. All y'all know he got a car, and y'all won't never say his name because y'all know better.
I don't never bring his name up because I don't never see him at the track.
Hey.
I don't draw on people who ain't ready. That ain't my style.
Oh, okay.
And to me,
yeah,
I don't think he's ready because I ain't never seen
him. Hey, you know I'm going to throw him up under the bus, B.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
You never see Abe at the race because he only comes to the track when he got locked in race.
Well, if he listens to the talk show, all you got to do is hit the one button.
Really,
yeah,
I'll take some of that action with Abe with that cutlass.
Ooh. See that? Hey,
hello?
Abe, are you listening?
What are y'all talking
Abe,
about? Abe,
push the one button, baby.
Yeah. If Abe on or he ain't on, he don't sit like y'all anyway. He got bigger tires.
Sit like
he got bars.
He sit like me. He locks something in with my car. I come with my big tires on just to race him, and I won't race nobody
hey,
else.
Aaron. Hey, Aaron, is that you talking?
Yes, sir. I got big tires, too. And I got wolf bars.
Listen,
he locked in enough money,
Aaron.
And I will come
Aaron,
in race for him.
Aaron.
Come
Aaron,
to win. Yes, sir.
Aaron, can you please stop talking for 1 second, bro? Just 1 second. Let me say something.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, the man told me you better not open your mouth.
It's open.
Man, Boogie got the biggest wooden spoon I've ever seen in my life right now.
Listen, the words are pretty simple here.
Super size.
Tell him to lock on 25 on 5 or better. I will come down there with my come-to-win situation, and I'll pay by his 500.
Oh, shit.
And I'll be
wait,
happy.
Say that one more time. Say it again, because your phone was breaking up, man.
Listen,
but
tell
it
him
was
to lock in 2,500. That's just for me to make sure that I get a race down there. 25.
Hey, is it me or his phone breaking up?
Oh, no, it ain't breaking
up.
He said he'll pay
out
500 right now to lock in 2,500 on 5 grand.
I'm trying to see if it's my phone.
And we race by 6. We in the stage lanes by 6.
What date is this?
Hey,
because I don't
hey,
make sure
anyway,
I'm down there.
Huh?
What race is that?
26. But anyway, if y'all
can
hear me, Abe said Aaron better open his mouth. He's scared to lock in and he's scared of him. Now that's what he
Aaron
said.
Aaron just said lock
listen,
in 2,500.
I don't talk shit right now. I don't talk shit because my trans broke, but it'll be here in a couple of days. And anybody want to do something with me, they can get down. All right? I ain't picking on nobody, but if they want to try me and they don't think I can run, all they do is lock their ass in. I'll be down there.
Wait, you said when you fix your trans, whoever want to get down can
my
get down.
My trans
can
be here. When I get my trans in my hand, then I'll be on the talk show Thursday. My trans will be here by Thursday. Supposed to be here Wednesday.
Well, all y'all
gotta
do is
Thursday. Call in Thursday.
Hey man,
and
all y'all gotta do is call Bookie phone, man. Call Bookie phone. I lock you in.
But the other situation with that cutlass, I run that cutlass
anytime.
I don't give a fuck what power crane you run. I don't care.
I will run that cutlass. As a matter of fact, is there anything we can help you get the trans done a little quicker?
Okay, we'll take donations, goddammit. Shit. Hey, get it there quicker. Shit. They being smart.
Is there anything we can help you get it done?
They build it for me, for my motor. They build it for my motor. I just say Thursday because the converter coming too, so they was 10 days on that.
Okay. Well, I promise you.
I was a patch repair job when
trans.
I came out, but I ain't patch and repair no more. This bitch going to be ready to go. I just got to get it in.
Okay.
It'll take a couple of hits.
As soon as you fix it, listen.
I want to run that race with the come to win form. I want to just see how fast I really can go with this thing on some big tires that's what got in Willie Bar.
Hey.
But I know
I'll
never see it again because I ain't doing it again.
Hey. Listen to me. I don't care if you come with wheelie bars on your car. We're going to lock you in. You hear me? You can have on 31s or 33s and wheelie bars. We're going to still run you.
Okay.
And you
I
heard
know
that
you
from
will.
Okay.
Hey, that was the plan. That's why I'm trying to lock him in. I know I can race off. I know y'all are racing.
Oh, but then, hey, listen, all you got to do, Abe is listening, but he's not going to push one because he's too scared. But anyway, I'm going to try to get him on the phone. Let me know when you're ready, Aaron. We're going
to... Aaron, lock Abe in now.
Huh?
Hey, I lock that in now. I got Randy Trans right here next to my shop right now. I'll put his in there. He can keep mine. He ain't going to have no problem.
You lock AB right now?
On the race I just said, I will put Randy Trans in if mine ain't here. Randy has one for his car. It's sitting in my face at my shop right now.
So you said you lock him in for which race? Lil Tony's race?
Yeah, I know. Lil Tony's race.
Oh, okay. I don't know why he ain't pushed one yet. Maybe he's scared. But we're going to get him on the phone, Aaron, a little later on in the day, okay?
Yeah.
You know, Bookie, I kick it off. Yeah. All right, man. If y'all need me again, man, just call me. You know what I'm saying? Dougie, Brian Davis, Aaron, all of them got my number. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Bucky. Happy Father's Day, Bucky.
All right. Thanks to y'all, man. All y'all.
Everybody hung up?
No, we're on.
Oh, no, we on. He just got quiet. Well, I wish I had the motor in the car. Got that. But that off the trailer with any time, Willie Bonds, they don't care. That sounds so sweet. Especially if Rube doing them like that. That's going to be funny. I'm going to laugh at that.
Shit. I put them big tires on for one last time. Hey, that'd be worth it. Give me a few races. I can run Tim Hobson off.
Mm-hmm.
I can set them all up. That yellow Camaro from Chicago. They all got them big-ass 33s.
You just got to make sure, Aaron, when you come, that you don't lock any races with a different tire.
That's why I locked in with Vaz. That's why I said 25. I take the 5 and pay Vaz.
Right. Yep.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, man? It's Leon.
What's up, Leon?
Hey, you said you locked in with that yellow Camaro.
If Abe raced me, if I come to win and I can put big tires in my Willie bars on, yeah, I'll run him too down there.
I'm
going
to beat his ass.
Hey, Leon.
Hey, Abe, fine, man. You know he
is. Hey, Leon, is that yellow Camaro locked to run Turbo GT at Little Tony's in July, or is it the next month?
Aren't they locked in out the back door?
They
locked in out the back door, yeah.
Yeah. Is that for July?
Yeah, for the Tony race.
Yeah.
See, there's going to be some good racing up there, man.
It's gonna be a night to remember. It's gonna be a nice night.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah, big time. The yellow Camaro is a big time race, and they locked in with Turbo GT. I'm locked in with Crown of Town. New guy.
Yeah.
I say big time race is locked in with Turbo GT, and Ground and Pound. I got to run two times in Ground and Pound now.
They got a Mustang now? Ground and Pound?
No, they got a Nova. They got a back half Nova.
Which car you want to move, Leon? Your convertible or your car?
My convertible?
Okay.
They got big tires on with Willie Bob. That's the way I'm running. And then after I whoop ass, you know, Aaron Brown got to come back together. I got to have a rematch.
You said what, Leon? You want a rematch?
After I whoop ground and pound them and whoop their asses, me and Aaron going to have a rematch.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hey, Aaron, you hey, baby ain't no rhyme, man. Baby talk about a shit. He ain't doing no rhyme. So that's what's up right there. Y'all guys know all I got is big ties, so I ain't gonna put no lip ties on. I like big ties. Anybody there? What is going on with you?
Nah, man, I was just going on. Get the car. I said, yeah, I'm here. I had the music on. I was just getting in the car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's about it. That's what's going on, though.
Okay. I will.
You going to be, you having your car down there, Leon? It looks on the
ready? Yeah, I'll be ready. I got the car. I'm locked in. I ain't paying no lockup money.
That's that Camaro?
Yeah, the convertible.
I can't remember your car, Leon. It's Quincy. That's the one you rode by. The Model Performance. Yeah. Remember that one you rode by when y'all came to 41 last year? And y'all
yeah.
was talking to Junk the Three Love. That car right there. Model Performance. He got a new one now, though, a convertible. This is still a Camaro.
Oh,
69,
okay.
Ain't Leon?
Huh?
Ain't that a 69 still?
Yeah, it's a 69.
Yeah, 69. What'd you do with the other one? You sold it or you got...
I got rid of it. I can't afford 2 times. I got rid of it.
They going to grudge race out your old one, too, or they just going
No, some buddies of mine, they going to pro street it. They want a good pro street car. So they going to put it back on the street.
But Three Love, man, stay quiet.
Three Love, he coming on. His car in the shop.
The same car?
Oh yeah, if he on the car sign, I get to beat his ass.
Huh?
I said if he on the car sign, I get to beat his ass. If he bring that ugly motherfucker out the shop. Yeah,
You should say that because you can't really.
He want that spoiled black motherfucker. He going to come see you, goddamn it. I'm going to stick it up his ass. I'm talking shit. Because I know
I'm going to be with. Well, I mean, what car you want to run Three Love with?
2018. No W. No bar.
Three Love run 28. That's all he had on this car was
28.
But you
know what? No bar. Y'all tell him to take the big-ass trainer wheels he got off the school bus off the motherfucker. Them school bus willy bars off that bitch.
Hey, you bogging up the wrong tree, goddamn it. Three Love got a new car. I let him tell you.
No. I don't give a fuck about the tree I'm bogging up. I'm bogging up a raggedy tree. I know what I'm bogging up. I'm bogging up the raggedy tree.
Hey, you know what
I'm
saying?
I'm not doing that backdoor shit either, Leon. I'm not doing that backdoor shit. I told him, come on.
Hey, listen.
I'm out of 8 months
up. Listen, you might well leave Three Love alone then, because that's what he putting his car back to do, to run out the back door. He might run 8, but right now, as far as I know, he's got to run his car 8, out the back door. But you know Three Love, he might do something. But, hey, don't look for that yellow car, because you ain't going to see that yellow car. He got a new car. That's all I can tell you, on some lip ties. I don't know if he's going to have Willie Box on it or what, but he got a new car.
I want that yellow car, but all right.
You know, everybody got to change. Everybody changed and got new cars and upgrades, so you know he can't come back with the same car. That car did
his job. Right, it did his job. God, I understand that. I respect that. I just ain't playing with that back door shit.
I don't know, I might do it.
You know what, though? If you had a good track like this, if you had a good track, there's nothing wrong with the back door. But you had a good track, and you got a good car, you should be all right. It should be no problem when I'm going out of no back door.
Then you know what? I'm going to let y'all know next Sunday because I'm going to check and I'm doing some shit, see if I can get my car where I want it to be. I might fuck around with the back door, but the way I am right now, I really don't like that back door. But if I could do what I'm trying to do and it worked, then I might fuck around and try him out the back door. You know?
You know, he might, I don't know. I ain't going to say what he ain't going to do because he got a new car. So I don't know. He might, you know. I'll run out the back door. But right now, for this Tony race, I'm setting up for the
And see, and then Three Love coming with a new car. He know how I'm sitting. He seen me.
Right,
fucking with a ghost. I got to see him.
But that,
I really want to know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing. We talked about the yellow car. Yeah, but if the yellow car ain't coming out this year, you can't look for that. That yellow car is a piece of shit, man. You know it is. That car just did what it did, and it did it. That car Three Love got should have no business on what it was doing. It was on the edge this way. I don't want nobody to hurt themselves. But when them mother's on the edge, you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We gotta be safe. I call all day long. As long as we get home and see our families and all that. That yellow car was on the edge.
They retired that motherfucker, huh?
Nah, he really retired, but I don't want to drive it no more. Come on, dude.
Right.
It ain't safe to be going like that.
Right.
You got to get it something safe, man. I want everybody to be able to go home when we get down race.
Right. That's the issue we was fucking with. Moving around too much. We straightened out some shit. That's what we straightened out this week, you know. And I can get the car where I know it's going to do what it's going to do the right way.
You got it, because I'm going to say this, like them guys racing up in that car. Yeah, the money sounds good, but when you just throw up a $40,000 car instead of running and chasing $10,000, and goddamn it, you going to track ain't crap because you chasing $10,000. There you go, they tore up three cars yesterday. One car just got put together.
They told $40,000.
A female was driving one, and she could drive. She was running good. But on that no prep shit, I don't know how many times people going to realize to quit going because it's $10,000 and it's on a no prep track. I think if you're going to throw a race, you should at least prep the track one time for the race, not no prep track. That's crazy. Now, you got three cars. Two of them is destroyed that I heard. They ain't coming back. They destroyed. So I don't know who got it. Somebody must got some money if you keep destroying cars like that. I know I don't. What you doing? So I think Lil Tony gonna have a nice race. It's gonna be good. I hope the weather be good to him. It's gonna be some good races. We were just talking about everybody at home. Stop trying to outbet everybody. Invest some nice money. Well, everybody can race. Cause up here, a lot of the guys ain't racing. Cause one too shame to walk up there and say he want to bet for $1,000 and he want to bet for $500. You know, all of us coming from Detroit, Chicago, and now it only costs us about $300. $400 at the most to tow a car. And another $400-$500 to get it to the track, the race. But these guys got to stop trying to outbet each other and make the races happen. When you're trying to outbet a racer, you ain't trying to race.
I don't want to kiss this.
So that'll be something good that everybody needs to kind of bring out to the opening. A lot of these races ain't happening because everybody's trying to outbet each other. And some people used to bet big money. You had to come back to the table and bet for $500 to $1,000. Because if you win three races, you're betting for $1,000.
That's a good win.
Yeah, you're right, because I engage, and I would bet for 500. I don't give a fuck what I got in my car. 500, 1,000. Shit, I go for 400, goddammit, at the end of the night.
Hey, look, we put 30, 40 of these cars, 50 of these cars, and you go to the track and you don't race nobody. You hear all this bullshit on these talk shows and don't know racing go, and everybody standing around just like they did at Big Sham race. All that smack talking when it was time to race, you only got five races off, and the five races wasn't even broadcast on the talk show. That was locked in at Union Grove West Coast. But again, you got guys that act like they bet a lot of money. Now when it's time to gamble, they're too scared to walk up and say, hey, man, I'm going to bet you for 500 or 1,000. If they ain't bet 3,000 or 4,000, they ain't going to race. That stopped a lot of this racing right now. That's why a lot of this racing ain't going on right now. Take your pad out your pocket. You're going to race.
I agree with that 100%, man. You're right, because I'm coming. I mean, I got some good dollar races set up. But if a motherfucker want to race, and he ain't got the $300-$400, and he got $50 in that cut, he can come up. I don't give a fuck. You know? Trash. And do this. Another thing about that, and if a guy out there, he ain't really willing to push the race that hard because he's saying, hey, man, I could back this off. You know what? I knocked out. Back it out. Let's back off. Let's live. Let's get out of it. That's the shit we looking at now. We ain't going to be pressing the issue for this little bit of money. Cause it's better to be able to come home, you know, safe with a car with a little bit of money lost and try to get down a goddamn track chasing a little bit of something. Like, you get them big money race guys knocking a car off and everything, they're going to keep trying to come after you. You know, they try.
Hey,
I gotta get that.
If you catch a big money race, there's gonna be about five or six people tied up in it to make it big. But if you ain't got anybody else, an ordinary Joe just come up there want to race, but he's standing in the crowd too ashamed to say he gonna run you for 500 because Dave's gonna talk about him because he up there running for 500. But come to the track and make a shakedown, you ain't getting a dime. He ain't making no money nowhere. Some money beats no money, man. Hey, I used to run for all that kind of money. I'm going to run for 500 to 1,000. If anybody want to overbet me, this is my bet that I can afford to do because I still want to go home and live and eat. If a person don't want to run me for that, they ain't trying to run. Now, when my other friends come step in, that's cool. But I'm going to put a limit on mine because that's what I want to bet. Now, if I get some more, want to put some more money in, and they want to run for more, that's cool, I do that. We ain't going to get the money out of these cars, man. Motor car, $30,000 and
$40,000,
we ain't getting that.
Me and you going to be the last motherfuckers in the lane because we're going to be scraping up our pennies at the end of the night because I'm going to be, hey, you got how much you got left? You got 300? I'm going to be down there with you. We're going to be collecting up change trying to get down.
Hey, look.
And that's all you got. I'm trying.
Hey, look, I'm coming in there no later than 6 o'clock. I ain't trying to wait till it get dark. It can be hot. Around 6, 7 o'clock, I'm going to be trying to race. I got two races going on, so I'm going to be trying to get a race off at 5 o'clock. And if I can cool it down quick enough, I'm going to get one off at 6 o'clock, no later than 7. I don't need to stand around and wait till the weather changes, till it's time to close, and then you got 10 people trying to grudge race now. Got to speed this program up. Come on. Maybe make it happen. Not just get on these talk shows and talk real slick and ain't doing no racing.
That's right. I understand that.
Now, that's a lot of big things that's going on with all the grudge racing. We way up in Junior Grove 2 weeks ago, and here it is all day long. Now, all of a sudden, here it is getting 9:30, 10 o'clock. Now, you want to race. Now, somebody break a transmission. Now, we set in the staging lane, got this money all locked up. All together. Now they close the track at 11 o'clock. So now you don't even get your race off. But you could have got your race off 4 hours ago. You both was there at 2 o'clock.
I hear you.
That's what's going on with a lot of these races. A lot of these guys want to race at 8:30, 9 o'clock. You know, you don't know what lot to happen. You know how many times you can race a person when you wait and sit around and wait till 9 and 10 o'clock to race a person?
I'm getting them all off early. I'm an all-day racer.
I got two victors I'm going to get, and if everything go good, I don't break nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be looking for some more racing. If Aaron's still around and he's still in one piece and I'm still in one piece, me and him can go, we can get there. We got to get on back in that ring again. That's all. He a good guy. He run good. I'm going to try to run good. But you know me, I like to gamble.
I think we all like to gamble. That's why we're in this sport, especially with a 50-50
thing. I just hope some good racing go on, man. That's all I hope. I wish Wayne come on in the house. I don't know what happened to him up there, but he need to come on too. There's going to be some good races. You know, don't pick no special days. I really like to see Wayne come on up there. Then get out.
You trying to bait Wayne in for that white trash. You trying to get it
but
out.
Listen, Listen, though. Me and Wayne locked in. If we on the same premises, it's a lot. But I heard he say he's not coming to this on the race. He got something going on or some shit.
You never know. He might make it.
I hope so. You know, I don't want another one to come in. Everybody talking about what I would have did or what I should have did. You were scared and all that, and you never showed up to these events. I'm going to support all these guys' events. Y'all guys stole events. I'm coming to with a $5,000. I'm coming to it because I want to support.
That's right. That's a good thing, never. Yeah, but he trying to get his car together, man.
I really love to see Wayne and Kimo get that. I don't know whatever gonna happen with that one.
Kimo gonna get put on. Kimo gonna keep paying. Kimo like a slot machine. He pay like he weighs. He didn't come up sevens all the time. He can't get around.
Kimo keeps trying. He having top problems. I don't know what's the problem, but you know, eventually, all that going to change. He gonna get it together.
Yeah, every dog have his day.
Oh yeah.
Every dog have his day. We shake the bugs out of. He got a monster. As long as he keeps the bugs in there, and he got a lot of roaches crawling all over it.
I think he's gonna get the trailer. But you know what? I think if he ever get it right, if he whoop the wrong person, the rest of them going to bag up.
I ain't never backing up from Kimo.
Now I'm going to say this, and I'm going to witness this. When I first met Kimo up in Norwalk, Ohio, that car Lil Tony was driving, wasn't nobody trying to race that car. That's the first time I seen that sucker. I'll tell you right now, wasn't nobody trying to get down with that car.
They scared to lose that money.
Aaron was driving Wayne's car back then.
We trying that car this week. We trying it in a couple weeks at the No EP.
Who, Kimo?
Yeah, I'm trying Kimo car.
Ain't no doubt about that. I mean, a turbo car, they good, but, you know, hey, they can lose just like any other car can lose.
Mm-hmm. I ain't scared of that off the trailer shit. I kind of like them cars.
I ain't never scared of that. That's one thing, I ain't scared of none of that. I look at it like this, like we use a street race. What's the difference in street race? Your street race, you come right off that, you warm it up, come off that trailer, and get out. That's
mm-hmm.
the same way
mm-hmm.
I look at it.
Yep. The boys coming off the trailer like that's actually what Bookie was trying to talk about. That's the thing. He had tried anybody, because that's the most time
when you find out something wrong with the car. You can put the car after a race, and it did its thing, ran beautiful, everything. There's a lot of shit to go on from there to the next race and the changes between track conditions and everything. You go down the road,
you know,
you bounce or something, boy, anything can happen. So off the trailer race is great.
I'm going to use an example of me. When I ran the Incredible Hulk, we came up there. I didn't even want to shake down because I shook my car down Saturday night. My car ran good. When I ran the Hulk, I whooped him. I put it in the trailer. Didn't touch it. When I got to Michigan, I was going right here. Now, all of a sudden, this car want to go to the left. I don't even know why I was doing what it was doing. After I realized, you know when I realized what made it go to the left? After I pulled the motor out of the car, I'm looking at the freeze plug. It had a pinhole in it. So when it warm up and I do a burnout, it was spraying water right back there. I don't know if I could have whooped. I don't know what, but, you know, if I know one thing, I knew I couldn't whoop Aaron, I would have never tried Aaron. What I seen, I felt that was enough. But, hey, things happen. You know, when you got all the guys want to help you, but ain't nobody looking at your car when you do a burnout. It's like fans, you know.
Right. You know, anything can happen. That's why, like I just raced the Rubes off the trailer. He got out, but I was willing to try because I know they had clutch problems early. It's, you know, you sometimes weigh the options of what car you race. You know, I'm at that, a stick car off the trailer. I'm going to try that. They got passes. They pedaled the car. And we gave them the bowl lane. They got on it because we knocked the tire 330. We knocking the tire straight off, and they hook it up. And he pull it. He Rube's yanking gears, and he get around. He barely get it, but he get around. It's a win of the win, and I tried them off the trailer. They put a soft tune up here, and they did their thing. But I like them racing. I don't be scared of them races because you never know what's going to go down. I done had good success with a race like that, so I don't worry about nothing like that because, like I say, it's too many variables for it.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, that's drag racing. That goes with racing, man. It's all
a gamble. It's a gamble. But going back to like you said, it's more of a gamble like the street racing. You brought the car there, you warmed it up, you put it down there, and you made your plan. You didn't go 10 streets over making 10 passes trying to get it together and then brought it down there on that same surface and did your thing. You brought it there, warmed it up, pulled it down, lined it up, put your sticky down and got it to go down. And it was on whoever got down there. And most times whoever got the 60 foot got out of front one. That's how it goes, street racing. You know, it's a little different at the track because you got guys that can't cut a tree for shit. But they run around the motherfucker. Jimbo, the pedal, he know that my crank car so goddamn good, he get down and knock a cow, he backing out and running around motherfuckers, you know? He leaving on them, they coming around him, and he go back around the motherfuckers. I done watched him do that twice. Catch him at the end, running around, you know? There ain't no way, you know? It's racist. A lot of variables. I play the variables. You know,
yeah.
I'm more than willing to try a cat. I'm more than willing to try anybody. If I think I can get a half a chance and I look at it, then I'm coming. Fuck.
Hey, when it all boils down, all you can do is win some money.
Yeah, that's all right. Just take a chance. That's what Chucky tried to try Donye, and I respect that. He said, I ain't going to try nothing big, but goddammit, I'll try. And it might be a race. It might be the most exciting race of the day. It might not be for no lot of money, but it's going to be exciting, you know? And we get to see the race, and y'all race, you know?
Yeah, you got a point there. And one thing about it, even back here, picking the right guys, because them guys control the race. They definitely would do that.
Yep, you surely will.
But I'm going to get off there, man. At that 3 o'clock, going to hit me real quick, though.
Yeah, I see. Is Flossie them still on? Who running the boards?
They fell asleep.
Somebody did something. I guess me and you took over the show.
Yeah, I see. They just left it open for us, right? I get on later. I'll try to holler at Junior, but I guess we'll close it on out for the night, man. I'll see you at the race. I'll talk to you.